Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Everybody want to rule the world. Everybody want to be the dominator of this world today that we're living in, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. I like that with y'all. Tears of fears. Everybody want to rule the world. Most definitely, most definitely. Thank you all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely, we're in this house. Most definitely, we are in this house with y'all one more time right here again on live, coming to you on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you who are listening in later on through the various podcast sites like iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Apple Podcasting Store, and Pandora, and many, many more. Those of you right there on TalkShoe.com as well. We greatly do appreciate you for tuning in to this broadcast right here, Culture Freedom Radio Network. It's always a privilege to be in the house with you again, almost definitely indeed. And we ask one thing of you, my brothers and sisters, tonight, if you can do us a favor, we'll be glad and hopefully that you would do this for us. Can y'all do us one favor? Hey, and that is share the show, because y'all most definitely want to share this one. I promise y'all, if y'all had never shared another show before for Culture Freedom Radio, could y'all please share this show right here with your friend, your neighbors, hell, even your enemies. Share this show because we have something to discuss tonight and put something on the table, like I said, to leave a stain on your brain. Yes, sir. Tonight's topic of conversation right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network is, has the Democratic Party turned their backs on the American citizens? Yes, sir, indeed. I'm telling y'all, man. Yes, sir. Has the American citizen, trying to look at my text message at the same time talking. Has the Democratic Party turned their backs on the American citizens? I'm telling y'all, man, it sure in the hell look like it. And why you probably say, why? How come you ain't talking about the Republican Party? Oh, yeah, we're going to get into this, y'all. We're going to get into this. And we've been talking about it through various shows already. And we're going to get, we got some clips, we got some video clips and audio clips that we want to play here tonight and just show y'all how some of the American citizens are starting to get fed up. And for blacker citizens, black Americans, it should have been already. It should have already been fed up. But, you know, like we've been talking about right here on this show, that it takes sometimes for people to go through certain things before they get their wake-up call. Yeah. Yeah, before they get their wake-up call. And surely, my brothers and sisters, that's what's happening. People are getting their wake-up call. And finally now, they're seeing some of the things that people have been warning them about. But yeah, I don't know, y'all. Can we say it's damn near too late? I don't know. They say never say never. But it's goddamn it, it's real kind of hectic right now. So we do have some clips and all of this type of things we want to go into tonight for this show right here. Let me just throw out some things right here in the description show right fast so we're going to get in here. I said right here, has the Democratic Party turned their backs on the very people who voted them into office? Yes, sir. Does it seem like the Democrats care more for the immigrants than American citizens, huh? Are they giving more attention, more funding and everything to the immigrants or the migrants that's coming in here to this country? Well, they bringing them into the country. But y'all didn't hear that from Culture Freedom Radio. We didn't say that out loud. But are they giving more attention to what it seemed to be they're giving more attention or care, I'm saying, caring for them financially and things more than they're doing their own American citizens? And here's one more thing. Why is the Democratic Party against the Voters Right Act? Let me say that one more time, y'all. Why is the Democratic Party against the Voters Right Act? Yeah, so you can join in on this company because topic, can't get my words out. Sound like poking the pig, y'all. Join in on this topic of conversation tonight right here at area code 319-527-6068. One more time, that area code is starting with area code 319-527-6068. We about to go in, y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all sure y'all ready? Hey, like good brother Stevie Wonder and Jermaine Jackson said, don't take it personal. Don't take this personal, but it has to be talked about. It has to be said. It's time, y'all. It's time. It's time for the awakening. And you better wake up real goddamn fast, because now they didn't say that, like Paul Revere said, the British is coming. The British is coming. The immigrants are coming. The immigrants are coming from all over. And black folk, y'all know what? They come into a neighborhood near you. But this is it, y'all. We're going to get in tonight. Hey, right here tonight, y'all. This show is hosted by none other than your brother's man. That is Brother Justice in the house. We got Brother Alpha Male up in his house right here tonight, y'all. We got David Rabbi Israel in the house tonight. Y'all know your brother, right? Ariya Israel, also known as your brother, Son of Ray 9. We are y'all gracious hosts right here tonight for this conversation piece. Let's get it on like Soul Train. Yeah. Has the Democratic Party turned their backs on the American citizens? Everybody, mic is open. The door is, like I said, the church doors are open. Culture Freedom doors are open. Yeah, peace to all my brothers out there, man. How y'all doing? How y'all doing out there, brothers? Peace.
Greetings, peace. Brother Sunray 9, Ariyah, Yasha Allah, and greetings to Brother Alpha Mel, and greetings to the Brother Chief Rabbi David Israel, and everybody else listening. Yeah, I think that you have a good question out here. Has the Democratic Party turned its back on the American people for the most part, right? And so there's so many ways that we can look at who's in power and who started out doing some good things, but then it seems like, okay, when things get drastic, they turn a blind eye. I'm mentioning the Democratic Party. Turning a blind eye towards things that the majority of the American people really want. And so I'm seeing it as the October 7th ordeal with Palestinians, you know, the people in Hamas or their group there who went over to Israel and attacked them and kidnapped them and killed them and things as well, I suppose, you know. So from that, and then the retaliation from that, from Israel towards the Palestinians, the people were not just the Hamas group, just the genocide in a way where they're just killing innocent people. And the rest of the world and people in America are saying, we want a ceasefire. And people have been calling for a ceasefire since they stopped the last ceasefire they had. And so for this to occur, where it would be a greater portion of people who are against this bombing of the people over there and seeing how dating it is and has been. So that's one thing, you know. So where America and the people in power have turned their back on the demands of the American people, who have had all kinds of protests and all kinds of actions and you know, campaigns to end this war and to, you know, have a ceasefire, you know, just to stop killing these people innocently, just to get at a few people who did something bad to you. The ideal of doing it the way they're doing is wicked and evil. And so that's why the rest of the people in the world can see that as well. And then you mentioned about America coming to the aid of migrants crossing the border and absolutely helping them to a better life than people who have been struggling here, living in a homeless state or living in conditions where they're, you know, beneath the poverty line, where they could use some type of immediate assistance to help them up, and just like they've done for these migrants. America and under this administration haven't done the things that previous two administrations were doing, where they were more in control of the border and deportation of people who entered the country illegally, where this president and this administration has seemed to turn its back on the American people by not only allowing them in at this greater multitude that any other president ever did, but not getting rid of the ones that aren't trying to come in legally. So that's an issue, and that's one of the top issues that people are going to be voting on in the general election in November. And so the question is a great question, and there's really no defending it that America has turned its back, or is the party, the Democratic Party, after coming in and so-called straightening up everything after the former president had gotten into a lot of scandalous ordeals, and to come in and to, you know, just reverse all of the policies like they always do. They reversed, I'd say, probably all of Trump's policies, just like Trump when he came in and reversed all of Obama's policies. And when Obama got in, he reversed most of Bush's policies. So, well, actually, Obama kept a lot of his policies, as we can remember. He did. They called him a little Bush, actually, because he really didn't change much. He was kind of doing the same type of things Bush was doing. So I'm not sure about that one. But I'm going to yield my time to the next co-host to give out his opinion on what we have as this question here tonight.
Yes, sir. I think Dave is still, he's still on in progress of on his way home, so he'll be in momentarily, I know. And let me say for the record right fast while we're saying this, so people are like, why y'all picking on the Democratic Party? Because here's kind of why, and it's not a pick, but it's factual. The reason we're saying the Democratic Party is because of the places that we're seeing. Remember now, when ICE and all of this stuff was trying to round up, well, I hate to say round up because it sounds like they're doing cattle, but go out and gather up the immigrants or people who were sneaking in or whatnot. Most of these cities were calling themselves, sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities we know as democratically ran cities. So this is why we saying the Democrats, because it's not a pick on hell. It's just facts. You can just look at it and see. And we're going to get into a clip from one place. I keep mentioning Chicago. There's Chicago and New York right now is the hotbed of all of this. What we're seeing with the immigrants and things, especially like you see like not San Diego. What's that place? Oakland. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oakland is what, man, God damn. Y'all remember Trump had said he was talking about some of these countries and call them shithole countries, third world countries. And I'm sorry, y'all, but that's what Oakland looked like. I'm not calling y'all a shithole country. I mean, that like a shithole. I'm not saying that. But it looked like some of those countries, man, like war-torn countries. Like they show y'all some of the videos and pictures where you see over in Palestine right now, how it's all torn. Man, hell, I see pictures of Oakland. I had to ask our brother, shout out to our brother V as well. Shout out to you, brother, out there. I sent some videos or pictures to that brother. I said, bro, I know it ain't like that for him. Please tell me that's not real what I'm seeing, you know, on the video. And the brother actually verified that, yeah, Ariadis, you seeing what you seeing? I'm like, damn. Yeah, he's actually the videos. You know how you'll see certain things. People might pull out a portion maybe somewhere and make it look like, you know, almost make it look like that's how it is. But brother verified it and said, yeah, you seeing what you seeing? That's Oakland right now. And you're like, God damn. Yeah, man, it's terrible. And we can't, otherwise everybody else get ready. And I'm going to throw out something and give y'all some things on to put on your mind to build up the conversation piece right here. And like I said, people are getting fed up. And the reason I say the people are turning their back, let's listen to something here, sister, on YouTube. And you can see why this conversation even came about for Culture Freedom Radio tonight, while we're saying how they turn their backs on the American citizens. And it's just not now, even though we mentioned Chicago and New York, but these are a lot of places where the Democrats are running. Hell, Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll give y'all something. One right fast, I'll play this clip. After work, one of my coworkers and I, we was having a conversation. And like I said, we always have late conversations on the walkie-talkies early in the morning, CBs, before anybody get in the office. We have some, man, real hardline conversations. And some people don't get on there and talk. But one of the brothers, he was talking to me after work. He's like, yeah, I'll be hearing y'all. He's like, man, yeah, y'all be going in on some stuff, man. You be saying some truth. And he was saying how a lot of this stuff, too, he agreed. He's like, yeah, a lot of these, man, these goddamn Democrats. He's like, I don't F with Democrats. He said, I do not stand. He like me over there. I don't mess with them damn. But he was, you know, saying the same thing. And he was like, man, they messing black folks' ass up. He was talking about the crime. And he's like, man, I'm about to ready to get the hell out of Memphis. But he was saying here, even though I live in Memphis, but the county I live in is called Shelby County out of Tennessee. When you look at Tennessee, the map of Tennessee. Now, they call it the red state, but Shelby County is the only blue county in the state of Tennessee. Shelby County, where Memphis resides, where Memphis is a part of that county, is the only blue county in the whole state of Tennessee. And that's why Memphis is so goddamn, and Memphis is so fucking screwed up. Everybody always talking about Memphis, goddamn the crime rate. And like my partner said, he been going out of town and he been wearing, he'll go somewhere, he have on Memphis shirt. He was telling me the other day, y'all, I got to get to this clip though, but he was saying how he went to Alabama down there was, Selma, where the Pettus Bridge is located. That's Selma. Yeah, that is Selma, the movie. I think about the movie. And he was saying when he went down, he had on a shirt, the Memphis shirt and hat, and he was saying they was getting ready to kind of go over the bridge, and they said the state troopers them was sitting there, and they was going to tell them, hey, man, y'all got to hold up, because they, you know, all these senators getting ready to come and cross the bridge and stuff like that. And he said they seen it with their Memphis shirt. They're like, hey, y'all from Memphis? Like, oh, hell no. Nah. He let y'all ass come on. Y'all come on. Get y'all ass on. Don't bring that shit down here. He like, y'all come on. Y'all will bring all that Memphis bullshit down. Come on. He was like, man, listen, people, man, really looking at this Memphis shit and all this shit going on in Memphis? Like, hey, damn. Memphis is number one on a lot of shit. Y'all would think Chicago, man. Memphis is cutting up. So he's like, man, he said, yeah, wherever I go, bro, I had my Memphis shit on. They like, oh, man, don't bring that Memphis shit down here, bro. Y'all like the goddamn fool in Memphis, bro. Yeah, but he was like, even state troopers like, y'all come on, get y'all ass on, go on. We was going to tell y'all to hold up. Y'all take y'all ass on, get across that bridge, man. We don't want that shit happening down here. But let me play this clip right fast, brother. She going in, y'all. You know, she's using, you know, some culture freedom language. I said culture freedom language, hard language, but they on here, they bleep it out. But it show you citizens are fed up. Let me get this here, brother.
She's mad. Chicago and Illinois' government, listen to me and listen to me clearly. Like, for real, tune the f*** in. Because I'm telling y'all right now, y'all finna start a f***ing riot. And I do mean a real f***ing riot. Mayor Brandon, you better f***ing listen. We are sick of y'all sh-. More preferably, I'm talking about the South Side, okay? Let me tell you something. The South Side is at the very bottom of the barrel when it comes to getting anything that we need from the f***ing city or from the government, for the state government. But guess what? They bring their ugly asses down to the South Side and the South Suburbs first to get everything that they f***ing need to make this stupid-ass city and this state run. Explain to me how it is that you close down 5 schools because you say that there's no state or city government funding to keep the schools open for the public, but somehow, some way, y'all got the f***ing funny, the money to open up 2 of those schools to the Ukrainian refugees and 2 of the other schools to the f***ing the Venezuelan refugees. But you can't find the money to fix it for the f***ing people who f***ing live here. Explain to me how it is that you done sat up here and you done closed down all the motherfucking homeless shelters. Literally, it's only like 5 homeless shelters in Chicago. Matter of fact, that's not even a joke. That's not a lie. 5 well-established homeless shelters left in Chicago. But somehow, some way, the homeless shelters that y'all closed down, you're opening for the fucking refugees. You don't give a damn about us, the people who live here, the people who stay here and pay fucking taxes, but you're giving it to the fucking refugees. Now listen, I am not against nobody going nowhere to get away from no dangerous living situation, but the fact that they are here and our government is giving more to them than they will ever give to the people who was born here is really starting to piss us off. Oh, and Mayor Brandon, hi, how are you? We coming for your ass. Oh, yeah, we coming for your ass because you lied the hardest. And the crazy part is I kept on telling people not to vote for your ugly, four-eyed ass, and they did because you was going to come up in this bitch like another coon-ass Lori Lightfoot and look at what the f*** happened, you big ass.
Assalamu alaikum. Let me get the commercials out of the way. 1 second. You know, it's YouTube. I didn't edit it. That
was mad.
Yes, sir. She's in Chicago. Okay, it stopped the commercial. Gone. Yeah, that's what we're talking about right here.
She's just going off by herself.
Nah, she. I guess she is home. She at home, but like she's in a robe. Yeah, so she's at the crib. Yeah, man. Okay, let me finish off a little bit here, a little bit more. The commercial gone.
You big ass. I'm mad at myself because I let my phone die last night, which means that it had the power back on and it take a little minute. I usually don't do that, but I would have had the perfect set of proof that this is happening because let me tell y'all something. On my block, down from it and across the street, I can see a building, right? And this building has been sitting there vacant for 2 years. The building has been sitting there vacant for 2 years because the person who owned it, he opened it up to the government for it to be a low-income housing building. But the government wasn't upholding the low-income housing money. Therefore, the person who owned it had to sell it back to the bank. And it's been sitting there for 2 years, literally 2 years. Now, explain to me why the it is that I wake up today and I see a box truck, a literal 12-foot white box truck sitting out in front of the building and it's Latinos coming out of the f***ing truck and going into the building. How is this possible? You could not give the funding to the person who previously owned it to keep the building open for low-income housing for people who are from Chicago who cannot afford it here because this is not a cheap-ass city, okay? It's expensive as to live here.
All right. It's like 8 minutes. I'm going to stop right there. And see, this is why I asked this question today for this conversation. I have another one, but I'll play that later. Another woman's in Chicago talking to later. I'll play that one later. Because, like I said, nobody's saying that they seem to have a problem, like she's saying, with people trying to leave a dangerous situation or whatever. impoverished situation in the country they're coming from. That's not the problem. But the problem is the way that this government, we're going to say the government, is going by handling this situation. That's the problem, because like people are saying, we here in America, like one of my coworkers, we was talking again, the same, hey, brother, we lose our job. Like I said, we was talking like, if we lost the owner of the company said, hey man, I got to lay y'all off, we're getting fired or whatever, and we try to go get some kind of assistance, we going to catch hell. We got to go through all kind of goddamn red tape, this, that, and another to get help. And even though we're paying taxes, taking money out of our damn checks and all of this type of stuff, putting them in the little piggy bank, but when we need something, we catch hell. It's just like trying to go to church and ask the church to help you out. You've been going to this church for 30 years, 40 years, and you're trying to ask them, hey, man, hey, pastor, can I get a little something, a little help to pay my light bill? Oh, you got to fill out this paperwork. You got to do this here. But goddamn, Reb, I've been going to this church now. My grandma, my mama, and all of them been going to church since 69 and shit. They've been going to this church since Jesus died. Damn, I can't get no help. You know what I mean? No. See, just the government is the same damn way when you're here. That's the problem. American citizens is looking at this and like, God damn, we like she's saying, schools closing down, community centers where we talk about we have to have after school programs, some kind of programs for our children to have to keep them off the street and whatnot, give them some kind of activities. Y'all say y'all don't have no money. Well, we don't have enough money in the budget. But all of a sudden, y'all bring these people in. Yeah, like I said, they ain't jumped the fence. Y'all bringing these people in. At first, a lot of them, they was jumping the fence. That's what I always said, y'all. They jumped the damn fence. But now, no, they ain't doing it now. Y'all bringing them in. And now y'all, all of a sudden, y'all come up with all this goddamn funding from somewhere, all of a sudden, which is our taxpayers' dollars, for a matter of fact, that y'all coming up with, y'all on head in the ground, you know, whatever, taking y'all side pieces out, like the woman who in Georgia in trouble right now, investigating her, and that crazy-ass woman in Dayton, New York, all that bullshit. See, they got money when it's time for other shit. But when people need things in their respective communities, y'all have a way, we don't have none. But y'all always going up on property taxes. You're going up on this tax and that tax. But now we see where our money is at. It's going to help other people other than American citizens. That's why we're saying have these people turn their back on American citizens. The people are not minding you to help, but it's like, and this is the point, I got to say this here. That's what Trump was talking about at first. America first and Americans first. All like this, what these globalists are doing, they are putting people, the globalist shit, putting that on the pedestal and out in the forefront instead of dealing with American first jobs. You're sending outsourcing jobs and sending it overseas and all this goddamn shit. When you got American citizens, veterans who need jobs, who went to your so-called, all of your fake-ass wars that you damn politicians, you so-called presidents, that y'all started because y'all didn't like this person, whatever. Y'all couldn't get along with them. Instead of y'all getting y'all ass in the ring and fighting it out, putting some goddamn gloves on or whatever, y'all fighting it out or doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? Take it out on a goddamn basketball game, spade game, dominoes game, some checker goddamn game. Take it out on that shit. Y'all are sending people out to war, so-called fighting for their freedom, fighting for the freedom of America. When they get back home, they can't get no goddamn help from you. They need these jobs, but you outsourcing this shit to China and other places. Used to be Taiwan back in the days, but now people need jobs here. So it has to be Americans first. That's why, again, when Trump was talking about keeping things here and y'all saying he was a nationalist, talking about all that nationalist shit. Oh, he's a nationalist. That means he's a white supremacist. No, fool. That mean it, goddammit, he was talking about America first. But not that nationalist. You could be a black nationalist. Are you talking about you a black racist? Because you saying you a black nationalist? No, that don't necessarily be your fucking that. Come on now. But even though you have some races or whatnot, but that was not the case. He's talking about keeping America, building America safe. Everybody here in America, you first. Then it don't mind. That's why he was cutting back on a lot of that funding. You know how America gives out so much goddamn money to other countries. It's so much money. Israel, billions of goddamn dollars. There's not just Israel, but there's other places. Millions of dollars to give away. He started cutting a lot of the funding off of that. Actually, y'all, he even cut back a lot of the funding that went to Israel. Y'all know that? Yeah, he cut a lot of money back to them. But again, we have to be American people first, citizens first. But they are not prioritizing the American citizens. And that's what people are upset and mad the fuck about. Excuse my language. Because when we need something here, them bosses always talking about they don't have no funding for it. But now all of a sudden you opening up centers and the shit, y'all coming up with money to put these people in here. Hell yeah, you know people will be mad. Because number one, it's our fucking money though. That's the problem. It's our money that they're spending and giving it problems. So yes, them bosses have turned their backs on American people. Most definitely, they have.
Why don't you run for ward leader or something? You need to be in the game.
No, you know, my motherfucker, you can't be no truth teller up. You see what's happening to all the people that tell it. Alex Jones, them getting cut off and all that shit. They wouldn't want nothing like that.
You couldn't do that. About politics in the last several years, and you become much more astute about what you speak about, and you've done a good job tonight laying out what you have, and so yeah.
Yes, sir, appreciate it. And it's simple though, bro. I hated politics. Well, I ain't gonna say I hated politics. I had that I don't give a fuck attitude, because you know when I was at that Black Power mindset, I was like a lot of people, man, fuck that shit, man. You know, man, fuck that shit. The white man, this, that, another. But, brother, I had when I sat back, I didn't really start getting into really just paying attention to politics. And I ain't going to lie, until Trump got in office. And I never started paying attention because I started looking at how things really, and started listening to this pastor, actually, on the radio. And I started listening to the style of stuff he said. And I got to tell you, no matter whether you say F politics, I don't give a fuck about politics, you better. And why I keep, y'all know I've been saying it for a long time now, just since you're saying I've been politics. Why? Because whether you give a damn or not, it's going to affect you. Just for instance, since we talk about Chicago and all of that, and places, Oakland, all of that. Whether you gave a damn or not, or give a damn about it, you see the things that's happening around you in these major cities, it's affecting you. My wife just got her cotton note just went up about 2 months ago. They just sent her another letter just the other day. Said it's going up again. Everything, because why? They all this goddamn car theft and car auto theft. They're constantly doing stealing folks' cars and shit. So it's constantly jacking everybody goddamn insurance rates up. So again, that's why I say a lot of things that it's going to affect you, because politicians, whether you vote for them or not, they are policymakers. So any policy that they make in this country will affect you, whether you say you give a damn or not, is going to affect you. And so when people sometimes say, like, I hate this thing. We had this conversation. We weren't recording justice on this. So the last section we was really going in on hard. Then nobody hear all that. But when people say you didn't vote, so you don't have a voice, I hate hearing that shit, because I do have a voice, because that's my taxpaying dollars, whether I voted or not. And some reasons, y'all know right now, I can't vote. They took my shit. But whether a person elected, he decided to use, number one, it's your voter's right. So it's your right if you decide to vote in this election and skip the next four election. It's your right. You could use your right however you choose to. It's your right, right? Right, yeah. But anyway, but in that, it's still my money, and whatever they do, it'll affect me. So whether I voted for them or not, I have the right to speak out against it and show my dissatisfaction from these politicians, because they're doing things that are affecting my life. whether it's the Democrats, Republican, whatever, who, all of them, but they doing things that will affect my life regardless. So I do have a voice, and I can say something, whether I voted for them or not, because they still are doing things, passing policies, legislation that's going to affect each and every one of us. So everybody has a voice, regardless if they voted or not. Because the motherfucking politician is going to get up there and go, well, everybody who, we getting ready to do a tax cut. But it only affected people who voted. All of y'all, you know, we got everybody. We know who voted. So everybody who voted get a tax cut. Or everybody tax is going up. All of y'all who didn't vote, we only going to raise y'all taxes up. That shit don't work like that. Everybody shit gonna go up. They don't look at that whether you voted or not. When that motherfucker passes, that's how it go. So yeah. So we all have to be concerned as citizens. We all have to be concerned about this shit. But go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, if anybody didn't get a chance to hear at the end of the show, and it's getting a little heated towards the end there, and
I ain't gonna say what I said.
These brothers gonna talk about something. So they gonna hold the people who voted for the people accountable instead of the people who was voted. And I thought that wasn't fair. I'm like, he's trying to hold me accountable for Joe Biden. And, you know, so yeah, I admit I voted for him, but, you know, that was just because I was just trying to, you know, obey, you know, to what my aunt asked me, you know, to go ahead and give him my vote. So anyway, I did. But at any rate, what I'm trying to say here, these dudes here, they talking about some, oh, yeah, we're going to start holding the people who voted for them accountable. And I'm like, oh, okay. So
yep.
I had to myself, what does that really mean? You know, like, what are they, what they might try to do something to me, like break my arm because I'm like, I'm trying to figure, but then I was like, okay, I came back on the merit by. I was like, okay, y'all love Trump so much. Okay, go ahead and vote for him. If you're not registered, go register to vote. And then Sunray said, oh, well, I lost my MF rights. I said, go get the MF rights back, right? And then you was like, you know, stunned or whatever, and then got mad, and then the show ended. But I'm just saying, like, okay.
But I can't, Justin. How can I go? But see what you said, that make those. It sounded good. You said go back, Justice. For years, I never had my rights restored. I got them restored, and I voted twice. I'm telling you, when the Democratic, I don't know if it was the Democratic conventions, kept somebody, I know it was from the Democratic something, kept sending me all them text messages, like, you know, my phone. I was like, you know, I ignored it. I was like, and one day, like I said, one day they caught me in a good damn mood when they caught me in the right mood. And I just went off. I texted them. I gave them a good nasty message, as my mama would say. And about 2-3 weeks from there, that's when I got a letter saying my voter's right has been taken. Somehow I forgot suspended or some shit like that. I forgot they said. And I was going to try to see. I had a guy, he was with the Republican Party. I was going, well, I got, I know he used to kick it with the Republican. He told me, man, give me that letter, and he was going to get somebody to look into it. I was like, you know what, man? F it. You know, I ain't going to even worry about that shit.
But you know
I said,
what?
So I left
you
it alone.
Hey,
Let me finish this. Let me say this to him, and then you come on in. But let me finish saying this to him about that, because I think that you can go a certain route with contacting certain legislators in your district that may happen to be Republicans and explain to them what happened in your case. And I'm sure that if your congressman over there or even the people in the city, probably I won't go to city council, probably somebody in the city council, you know, congressman or somebody, and explain the situation.
Can't tell Congress.
Well, yeah. But
Steve Cohen, punk ass, I think he's a congressman. No, I can't tell that punk son of a
senator. You could go to a senator, too, and the senator really get it going for you.
and get restore your voting rights again.
Yeah, I was going to put it out there because I wanted them to see how they talked about voter suppression, and that's what I was going to try to make a stank about it. But I like, fuck it, man, because I want to let them see when I had been voting for twice. They gave, and it was a Democrat, some people who was out there doing it. It was a group that did the asked about the restored thing, and they gave
him
the thing back. And when I went off on their ass about I don't mess with Democrats, and I went the hell off. I ain't say it politely. I ain't say it polite, y'all. I went off in the best Sunray 9 fashion I know how to do. I went off. And that's when they did it. So that was the voter suppression. When they talk about Republicans did it, no, that was the voter suppression.
Yeah.
But just I'm gonna let Dave come in, and I was gonna give you a way out. I'm gonna give you a way out on voting for the president, and I'm gonna tell you it's a loophole why I'm saying that. We're gonna get into that part too. Well, after Dave get through, but I'm gonna give you a pass on voting for Biden, and I'm gonna show you why in a minute. I'll tell you why.
I'm gonna give you a referendum. You and Alpha Male and Chief Rabbi, all three. I'm gonna give y'all a referendum. So go ahead.
All right. Yeah, Peter is day P.
Hey, shalom. Shalom, Pam.
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Hey, I say shalom, 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 Shabbat, Israel, the Dalahenu, the Nakat, a Baruchatai, the Dalahenu, Malachi, Alom. So I'd like to say all praise, all honor to Yahweh. Shout out to Liberation Tabernacle Yah. Shout out to Lions 5 Radio. And shout out to Culture Freedom Radio. And I would like to say shalom, shalom, shalom. So I'm sorry I came here late. I was riding in the car. I heard everything. Now, as far as that girl was speaking, I saw her, she looked just like China Fox. Something I want to say, and this is real talk. When we're looking at so-called Black Americans over here, something that we don't realize is that a lot of our people, especially here, a lot of them aren't, really even turned up like they should. Like, you hear about Chicago, and I heard their sister's pain. I felt their sister's pain about them, you know, the Mexicans, how they took over the building across the street from our house in Chicago. But this is the issue with that about Black folks, especially in Chicago. Now, y'all know the Rabbi David Israel been talking shit about, you know, people from other countries for a long time, how they take over shit, the Spanish and the Arabs and all that. But when we're looking at, you know, cities like Detroit, Chicago, foreigners been occupying that place for a long time anyway. So when we're looking at Black Americans, y'all should have been goddamn out. Same way y'all, they took over. When you're looking at Detroit and Chicago, right, and I have family in both states to distant relatives, I've been to both places. When we're looking at, especially Detroit, and we're looking at Chicago, two things that they have in common. They have Middle Easterns running that place. They have Spanish people that's been running that place. You know, so Black folks should have been handled that shit long time ago. They should have handled that long time ago. When we're looking at the history of the Nation of Islam and Sussy, them starting out in Detroit, they could have been got them the hell out. Them Arabs got all kinds of rights. They got us so in Detroit that they can stand up like they don't have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Like, okay, you know, in school they used to have "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America." They don't have to do that. If Middle Eastern kids and Spanish kids don't feel like saying the Pledge of Allegiance, they don't fucking have to. In the city of in Detroit, Michigan, they don't have to. Spanish people don't either. So when we're looking at black people, especially in cities like Detroit and also cities of Illinois like Chicago, y'all should have stopped that shit long time ago. That shit been going on. See, the only reason why black people care now so much is because of the internet's been buzzing it off. What if Donald Trump said fake news? Shit, I mean, it's real news, but at the end of the day, that shit been going on. Black folks so busy shooting each other up in Chicago, killing each other, when they should have been got rid of them goddamn Spanish folks out of there. They should have been got rid of them Arabs over there. You know? So, yeah, when it comes to what that sister talking about, shit, they got certain parts where you don't, they don't, like I said, they kids go to school, they ain't got to say the Pledge of Allegiance to America. They don't. So, yeah, that's why I say, for me, my stance on this is black folks should have been handled this shit long time ago. The media is in, you know, and that's one of the reasons why when it comes time for the media, I kind of fall back a little because, like I said, man, shit been going on for years. Them Arabs, them Spanish folks, they've been running that shit for years.
But I hear what you're saying, but that's not the problem. America is looked at, as they say, a melting pot. Everybody, all it is America's built upon immigrants, people from all over. Now, we can say, hell, we as black Americans, we didn't come over here as immigrants. Hell, we was brought over here as goddamn it, merchandise, basically. We didn't have that luxury. Our ancestors, but due to the chattel, they didn't have that luxury. But now, you know, people can come over here. Like, you got Africans coming over here. Everybody has the opportunity to come over here. They say they come over here for the land of opportunity and so forth. So it's not, it's not that they, like, what, like, even what kind of Trump was saying, if they come in the right way, you know, as they go through the immigration system, whatnot, that's not the problem. If they have an opportunity. That's not what people, black people, are complaining about. It's that they're complaining with the government how they ain't even really so forth complaining about they mad that them coming into the community. Because blacks and the Mexicans and Hispanics or whatever, they've been living in the same community. Shit, that's happening in my neighborhood. They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
And what's happening, though, we're talking like about the resources that the government is taking from the American people and giving it to people that they're, and I keep on saying this, reiterating it, that they're bringing in, and that's the problem. It's not about the immigrants, basically, so forth coming in. It's what they're doing. The government is doing. Yeah. That's what the problem. But I understand that, but they have the right. They have the right. If they want to come move in the hood, they got the right. If we don't like it, them come in, we move your ass out of there. But they have the right to move. I mean, you know, as long as everything is done the right, proper way, the proper channels, they can do that. It's not, you can do that. A lot of things we talk about sometime, bruh, black folks are not, they, you know, we ain't taking care of our fucking business. So I can't blame the Mexicans because they now owning restaurants and business. Hell, ain't this what America's, as they say, as some people mad at capitalism, but shit, that's what capitalism about. If you want to open up a business, start a business, is that's not what it's there for. So I'm not mad at them coming in and when they come in and they start a business. I ain't mad at that. Sometimes I'm mad at the black folk because a lot of black folk don't want to get their ass out and go get a job. They want to sit back. That's why they want to, like these the government damn they want to do. They want to give out all this goddamn welfare. Some people don't want to work. They want to sit there, and I'm not talking about everybody, but y'all know there are some people who do this. They'd rather sit back, man, fuck a job, man. They'd rather sell dope, sit back, let the government give them free welfare, food stamp. Come on, bruh. And you can't get mad at everybody else because they coming in and they might pour their resources together and they start a business. That's I ain't going to say our fault. But those who do that, that's their goddamn fault. But again, the point we're making is, though, the resources they're taking away from the people that's already here. It's not an immigrant problem because they – we're mad at them because, like Alpha Male was bringing out last week, how they're taking advantage of them. People in America taking advantage of, like, dude was charging them what the people that were living in the basement. Now, I've seen one video that said he was charging them $300 a month. Where are they going to get $300 a month from? They just came over here. They don't have a job. They don't have legal ID. Where are they going to get it from? They're going to go out and rob, steal, and get the money to pay him $300 a month? So where they getting the money from? So like I said, these people are taking advantage of those same people as well. So, but that's not the point we're saying because the immigrants are in the hood. We ain't had no problem with that shit, man. From my point of view, that's not the stance that the sister's making either, Dave.
What I'm trying to say is they've been coming over here doing that.
But to say they need to kick their ass out, though, Dave, that's not right. You can't say you kick their ass. Why should they kick them out? What are they doing?
I mean, for me, like, okay, for instance, we over here in America, right, we don't have enough money to help each other out.
That's the point I'm making. See, that's the point I'm making. That's what I'm saying. See, you're doing, bro, you blaming the immigrants, and that's not what we're saying. I'm saying we're putting it back on the government.
For me, this is my issue. I don't have like you were saying, I understand where you coming from and where the lady coming from. But what I'm trying to get y'all is they've been over here getting all that stuff.
But whose fault is that, Dave? Whose fault is that?
America.
That's what you blame. You don't blame them because, like I said, there's Africans. United States will go over there and bring certain people in from other countries, put them up for 6 months. Some of the Catholic dioceses do it. They'll go over there and get people from some parts, like I said, probably Nigeria. Bring them over here to America, give them free room and board, probably 6 months or maybe to a year. And then after a year, it's like, hey, y'all got to go ahead and get you a job and go out and take care of yourself. There's organizations that do that.
But whose fault is that?
Is it the people coming over here that they bringing over here, or is it the government or somebody else? Whose fault is it?
I said it's the government, but at the end of the day, the point that I'm trying to make is they've been doing that. They've been the American government, something that I realized a long time ago about the American government. They've been doing this shit for years.
But not like this, Dave. Not like this.
They've been like, I'm going to tell you something. You go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Everybody got a Home Depot or Lowe's in their community. You'll see undocumented immigrants all day and day. You'll see them shopping around, shopping carts, buying wood, buying glue, buying metal and stuff like that. We see that all the time.
That's true.
I go to a damn construction plant. Like, for instance, when I wasn't cutting hair or doing hair, I would work for a temp service, right? And they would send us on construction site jobs. And I would see these people all the time on the job sites. I'm talking about, and they know what they're doing. They on the job sites undocumented. They giving them American contractors, giving them jobs before they
get them. Let me ask you something, Dave. What happened to all the black carpenters? You know, black folks used to be in carpentry, construction. What happened to all the black people doing carpentry and construction? What happened to that? What happened?
I don't know.
See that? That's really what I'm saying. We need to ask black folk what happened. It's easy to blame. I see few blacks sometimes. It is very rare. We need to ask our people what happened. Y'all don't gave up. Damn, don't nobody want to build houses no more. What the fuck happened? See, we got to ask y'all people. See, when you blame them, you blaming the other people who taking advantage of an opportunity. I'm not mad at the immigrants or nobody who's coming in and taking advantage. I ain't mad at that. I get mad at, number one, sometimes we say, because like certain jobs, bro, so many people don't want to work. Some of our people don't want to work. So why the fuck am I going to be mad at somebody else? Because they got it. Like, they'll take you sometime on a job. Go on a job. Be on a job in a warehouse or somewhere. Hey, man, we need some people to stay overtime. Man, fuck that. I got something to do, bro. I got to go, bro. I got to go do this here. I hate to say it, y'all. Most of our black folk, they want to get the fuck out of there and get the hell on out of there. But you goddamn Hispanic, what they gonna say? I stay. They gonna stay. They gonna work. So when you get to looking at this type of shit, you're like, well, fuck it. We might as well replace these motherfuckers. They don't want to work. I see it even on our job. Motherfucker got a job. They got a job, but they don't want to do shit, bro. That motherfucker's younger than me, bro. Lazy as fuck.
Same here.
So, bro, who do we start blaming? Something we got to stop blaming, putting on everybody else. So the immigrants, bro, I ain't blaming them, man. Like number one, I'm putting it on the government again. If these people in a place, bro, they poor as fuck, and somebody say, look, we're gonna bring you over and give you a better opportunity. They don't know they probably sometime being set up to be used as pawns. And like I said, the Democrats, that's what they're saying. They trying to use them, hoping they'll be the new voters block. They just look, hey, man, shit, I get a chance to go to America. God damn. Even sleeping in that basement, brothers, to them is better than what they was living it in some of their own countries. So I'm not mad at that. What we're saying, because they don't control the budget. They ain't got shit to do with that. Our government is what we're talking about. They the ones at fault with it. And that's all the black people saying. Everybody you hear them, they say they ain't mad at the people. They mad at what the government is doing. They don't care nothing about really the people here, bro. It's the government taking our fucking money and giving it and telling us we don't have no money when we need some. But now all of a sudden you opening them same buildings up. Like, hold up. That's what the problem is, Dave. Right there. And number one, we talked about this last Friday. I'm gonna let you go ahead, Justin. What did the Torah say about the stranger? What did the Torah say about the stranger? You don't mistreat the stranger. That's in the Torah. So we better watch it. We better watch what we say, Dave. It tell you do not mistreat the stranger. Because why? You was once a stranger in the land of Egypt, a.k.a. right here. We don't mistreat nobody here. Blacks, we shouldn't be mistreating nobody because they want to come over here and have an opportunity. Because why? Our ancestors were right here in bondage in this goddamn country, and they were mistreated. So when somebody else come over here and trying to have a better way of life, we can't mistreat them people. Because what the Torah say, you were once a stranger in the land of Egypt. So we're to watch ourselves. That's Torah. That ain't the book of Sun Ray or Ariah. Go ahead, Justin.
All right, so what I notice about the people who come here, maybe they get here and get their legal cards and whatnot they need to have, and they just are very productive people, very to themselves. Seem like they're pretty quiet. They have a work ethic that's, you know, just pretty much, it's at top notch. So what I noticed, a lot of the ones here are in construction. And they might come in as an underling, getting paid a moderate salary or whatever under the table, but then they take it to the next level. Next thing you know, they have their own truck, like a brand new truck. Then, you know, they have their own equipment. Then they become a contractor on their own. So they start low, and then next thing you know, a year or two later, they're running their own business. And a lot of them are doing that. All of these Mexicans over here, they are all in construction. They're all building all the homes and doing all the work and do it all day long. And it seems to me they don't bother nobody because they're working. A working person ain't got time to mess around bothering people. So they seem to be about what I said, ethics about working and about their family, and that seems to be it. So that's just from my observation. And so, you know, they may come from different conditions or whatnot, but they came over here to improve on what maybe how bad it was for them, and they didn't have the same kind of an opportunity to own their own truck and one day own their own contracting company where they're building houses or putting on roofs or putting in carpeting and painting and drywall and plumbing. They do it all. So, I mean, how many of our people have gone to those lengths to, okay, start from the bottom and then end up at the top? A few, but not as many as how the Mexican mindset seems to be, where, okay, that seems to be the right road because they have these traits and these skills that they even got, you know, certificates and different things to have. And once you have these, yeah, so once you know, have everything done legally, no one can touch you. And no one's bothering them when they're doing everything right, especially when they're legal or gotten their green card or however you're supposed to go. You know, we don't know because we're already born here, but they have to go through different measures to become a citizen. So if they come in, like y'all say, the right way, the legal way, then that's the way, and they get here, and then they are pretty much just productive people. I don't see them messing with too many people here at all.
Nah.
Shalom, so brother. Say,
yes, sir. Peace, brother Alpha Male.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dive on in there, brother.
Yeah, well done, Rick. Man, you did such an excellent job. Ain't nothing I can say.
Yeah, you know you got something to say. You know you got something you can put in there. You know Alpha Male got something to say. Yes, sir. Come on in, bring that wisdom in there, bro.
Well, no, I just have one correction to make.
Yes, sir.
The conversation that we had about blaming the voters for what's going on. We said it's people that don't do research. They don't look into anything. They just pull a lever. They don't know who they voted for, what they voted for. They just pull a lever. So, yeah, it is their fault because they didn't take the time to do any research. They know nothing about the people they're voting for. So, yeah, I would say that's definitely their fault.
That's right.
So that conversation we had was misrepresented there in the beginning. So I had to
say
that.
Yes, sir. Oh, and I'm glad you brought that back up, Brother Alpha Male. Now, Justice, I'm finna give you a little leeway. I'm gonna give you a little, I guess, some clemency for saying you voted for Joe Biden. Because here's why I'm saying that. You know, I'm doing a flea flicker. We was having a conversation about this at work the other day, and because they were saying, you know, when you vote for a president, your vote don't count. Now, that's what they say. And I had a clip I was going to play because of the Electoral College. That's why I'm saying, just I'm giving you a way out for you voted for Biden. Because they said it did your vote, because that's the popular vote. It's the Electoral College. And let me just play this real quick clip, because hell, I'll be forgetting which ones actually do. Oh shit, that's the wrong one right there. Let me do this one right fast.
We've received a few questions from viewers about the Electoral College. How does it work? And why does it exist here in the United States? Our Brandon Taylor has the answer.
Why does the United States use the Electoral College to pick the president? The founding fathers were split. Should Congress choose the president, or should it be left to the people? The use of electors was the solution. When you cast your vote for president, you are deciding which electors will represent your state. The number of electors in each state is determined by how many seats in Congress that state has, and that number is based on the state's population. So for example, let's look at Texas. Every state has two senators, so right off the bat, that's two electors. Texas, the second most populous state, has 36 representatives in the House, so the Lone Star State gets 38 total electors. Whichever candidate wins, Texas will get all 38 electoral votes. Now, there are 538 total electoral votes, 535 for the states, and 3 for the District of Columbia. 48 states are winner-take-all. Maine and Nebraska give 2 electoral votes to the statewide winner and 1 for the winner of each congressional district. A simple majority of 270 electoral votes is needed to win. If neither candidate gets 270, the House of Representatives will determine the president. But each state delegation, regardless of the number of electors, must vote as one, so there are only 50 votes up for grabs. The Senate will determine the vice president with a simple majority vote of all 100 senators. The popular vote winner has lost the Electoral College in 2 of the last 5 elections. This has prompted calls to switch to a popular vote system, but that requires a constitutional amendment.
All right, with that one right there, Justice, that's why I said you get a pass on saying you voted for Biden, but here's the catch. You don't get a pass, because this is something I thought about. So we need to blame y'all for voting for the goddamn senators did, since they the ones who vote for the president. So when people go out and be cautious of who you vote for your senators and your congressman, that's why some people say the electoral. Now I see why people say the local elections are more important. Because when you vote them congressmen and those senators, they are the ones who going to vote, you know, choose the president and all that old shit. So you better be careful when you vote for that. So that makes a difference.
That's
the one that makes a difference. So you voting them old crooked ass like we got here in the city of Memphis, well, county, shit, whatever the hell it is. Congressman Steve Cohen, his dumb ass. But they ain't going to never change voting for him, because as long as he throw block party, give away free food, and that motherfucker, he don't even run for election. He don't even run. They just automatically vote for him. He don't campaign. He don't do nothing. He don't put no posters up. He don't even do it. They just automatically vote for him. Automatic.
Well, you know, I've been harping on that since the beginning.
Yep, so you see what I'm saying? Active,
yeah, you got to be active locally. I mean,
you sure been saying that.
Yep. Yes, but then, here's another issue that I have with the immigration thing.
Yes, sir.
First, they didn't get a consensus.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, like you were saying before, everybody's paying, because they don't have to have the money. They're printing money hand over fist.
Mm.
And you know who's paying for them printing money? You, me, when I go to the grocery store, when I go to the gas pump, when they put extra taxes on my phone bill, my electric bill, my sewer bill, my trash bill. So what they're doing is printing money, and you are the security,
yep,
on your future wages and taxes. And that I don't like. When, yep, they send money to other countries and all this shit they're doing, that's the same setup. We don't care if you like it or not. You're going to pay,
yep,
one way or another. So either you agree and pay, or you disagree and pay. But you pay. You look at your streets full of potholes, you know, You can't get nothing fixed. It's ridiculous, you know. And that's what I have a problem with.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's my proposal referendum for y'all, right?
Uh-oh.
So if either of y'all show and prove that you registered to vote and you will vote for Trump and you voted for Trump or that you registered at least, I will cast my vote in favor of Trump on your behalf. But I need at least one of y'all, at least one. And if you don't, if one of y'all don't, produce a voter's registration and vote for Trump and be on this Culture Freedom show week after week talking about how you support Trump and how much he's the best. And you're just going to be another big statistic of black men who talk about voting and don't vote and don't really support Trump. You just talk.
But so just at hold on 1 second. It's a hole in your referendum. It's a hole already in your referendum. Did you hear us say, did you hear either one of us say, because we say Trump name, did you hear us say we actually support Trump? We just, did you hear us ever say that? Clearly, we got to be clearly, just like you said, did we ever say we support Trump? Y'all need to be voting for Trump.
In so many ways, yes, you've said it over and over, many different ways. Okay, many different ways.
We now, you heard me say before, damn Trump. You heard me say that before then, right?
Yeah.
What I say is, y'all thinking about the man himself, and even something y'all not listening to what he's saying and telling you. Notice that. I said it all the time. Y'all did a lot of listening, paying attention. That's why I said, when you pay attention to the message he's telling you, because like I said, you listen, pay attention to him, because he hung out with all the goddamn crooks. So when he's telling you Hillary is a goddamn crook, he ought to know, because why? He hung out with the crook. He supported her. He funded her when she was running for office. He kicked it with him. Shouldn't he know? So then we're telling you to drain the swamp. He's telling you who's all in the goddamn swamp. So you need to pay attention to what he said. That's all we tell you. Pay attention to the message. Y'all so busy caught up on the fucking messenger that you ain't even paying attention to what the man said. So that's what we're saying. So we support, we're saying support the, I guess the message and what he's standing for. And that's all he's trying to tell you. Stand up for yourself as American citizens, whether it be him. Because check it out. Just say if he win. He get 4 more years. What then? He can't run no more. What then?
Yes, he can.
What then? So we just go back and just go back to normal? What if he don't win? What happened then? Who do you depend on then?
What if he don't win, though?
Then what? Well, we still going to cry. Well, goddamn, we needed Trump. So we like, there's like Trump, it's like almost somebody waiting on Jesus.
Yeah.
If Jesus don't come, it's over with. How come is that we can't do shit now? We don't need Trump. We could be standing up for them same principles without a Trump. So it's like, y'all, everybody's depending on this one person, this Messiah person. This is what the whole fucking world is waiting on, a Messiah person, when we could be getting up doing this stuff ourselves. There's nobody coming to save you but us, your own goddamn self, first of all. Stop waiting on a single individual to come save you. Trump is like they thought Barack Obama was the goddamn Christ or the Savior, the Messiah. And y'all see what he brought y'all ass, didn't it? That's why they was calling him the false Antichrist, didn't it? Because you keep waiting on somebody to come and save you. Do what your goddamn self. But go ahead, Alpha Man.
Again, we have a misrepresentation of the conversation, because we always argue policy, never the person. It's always policy. We never tell you who to vote for. What we do tell you is know who you're voting for. Do some research. Do your due diligence. I don't give a damn if you vote for Mickey Mouse. if Mickey Mouse has the policy that line up with you.
That's right.
So, no, ain't none of this love Trump shit. I mean, what's wrong with you?
The whole thing is, like, all right, Trump supposedly got so many black men that's going to vote for him, but you guys ain't going to be none of them. So I'm just saying, like, if you want me to be a voter, I'm willing to vote for the lesser of the two evils. So
that's crazy as fuck. Okay. Please don't say that no more, bro. Please don't do that. Don't say that no more. Because you really embarrass yourself when you say that. I'm as your brother, I'm going to tell you that. Don't say that, bro. That's embarrassing to say that. I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. Come on, bro. You shouldn't vote for fucking evil, point blank, period.
Amen.
Stop being a mockingbird. And I'm not being disrespectful to you, but that's what you're doing. Because you heard that shit on CNN and other places. Don't do that yourself, bro. Don't be a mockingbird. That's silly as fuck, bro, to say that. Don't do yourself like that, brother. Don't disrespect yourself like that.
Especially when you say
justice. Your name is justice. You're supposed to stand up for justice. How you going to stand up for justice talking about vote for the lesser of two evils? That's not justice. Yeah. That's injustice.
I'm talking about politics. So if justice
I understand you're talking about, but don't say that. That don't sound. The lesser of two evils. Don't you know how that sounds? Evil is evil, right? Wicked is wicked, right? There's no... Am I right, Justice?
Absolutely.
So how are you going to vote for the less of two evils? You vote for evil regardless, right?
Before I was born and when they established the Constitution of the United States and people began running for different parties and different branches of government, different legislative branches and whatnot, and even the president, at that point in time, as people were running, they wanted power, and they would do anything to get power. And a lot of people would go to any means to become a legislator, as much so as to have someone killed or done something, poison them, and just to get rid of them if they were a real threat to them getting the seat. So anytime you have an election, even in 1777, if two people are running for something, they may have a duel and pull out some swords and start going at each other because they have some disagreements. And the end of disagreement, they may be in the same party, but they pull out ready to duel. And they had a disagreement.
You ain't doing your. Let me ask you this. Let me help you out with your lesser two evils right fast. Because what you trying to clear yourself up with ain't cutting it. Let me ask you this here, then, right? If I rob you with a knife, and Alpha Mayor rob you with a gun, then we both rob you.
Yep.
So we both rob you, right? So there's no goddamn it wasn't no lesser or greater. We both robbed you. We took your possession. So there's no goddamn greater evil and lesser evil. It's both the same. You might call it levels to it, but it's both evil. You said a lesser of two evils.
So they both evil. So I'm
going to
pick the lesser of the two ones. The one that had the dang on gun. He the most evil because he could have killed me with one shot. That one with the knife.
I could have stabbed you to death.
Yeah, but
I could have stabbed you to death.
That don't mean I might have died.
That don't mean because he shot you.
Shot me in the face or in the heart, I'm dead.
But Alpha Male said he ain't going to waste his bullets on you. I shouldn't have used Alpha Male. My bad, Alpha Male. I shouldn't have used
I'm just saying, like, that's the lesson for the two situations. I'm going to vote for you, so I'm ready to just only got a chance to stab me.
If I'm in the woods and there's a bear on one side and a lion on the other, there is no lesser evil.
That's a bad comparison, though. I don't even like that comparison.
That's the same thing.
They both grizzly, they both wild beasts, so they both gonna see you equally, pretty much.
But So you may
that gun and that knife. Yeah. I got to
give
that
you
knife.
A second example. Here's another example. Okay, you got two guys running for office. One rapes little boys.
Uh-uh.
One rapes little girls. Which one do you vote for?
Bro, see, again, you did a lion and a bear again. Like, that's the same thing again. Like, come
but
on.
When we
they both
you,
evil. But, they both
but
evil,
you
right?
Said, but you said yourself that
there's
the Republican
no,
Party and the Democrat Party are evil. So you say you're going to vote for the lesser of two evils, but you said they're both evil. So that's why I'm trying to get you to see that you said in the beginning exactly the examples I gave you.
But I did the same thing every time I was voting before Barack Obama ran the first time he ran, right? Now, this had become a moment in time where a lot of people agree with me. And I say, you know what? This is the first time. Now, this is before he made gay things and rights and all this, but, you know, right in 2008. I said, you know, this is the first time that I felt like I didn't go and vote for the lesser of the two evils. I feel like I voted for good over evil. And that's just how I was at that time. But every time before that and every time since that, it's always been the lesser of the two evils, including the last election where I voted for Biden as the lesser of the two evils at the time, where Biden is now the most dangerous and Trump is the lesser of the two evils of the time, where he just may very well get my vote.
But you see how that lesser of the two evils turned out? He was the most evil, as you say, is your level. See, again, you still vote for evil regardless. See, when you get away from that evil shit and like say, hey, look, I'm only standing for righteousness. If
right.
you don't see for righteousness, you don't vote at all. You don't vote at all. You don't vote at all. I'm going to give you something King Solomon said in the book of Proverbs. He said, do not stand in the congregation of the wicked, whether they lesser or greater, whatever, like you said. Don't stand in the congregation of the wicked, point blank, period. That's what I would say. You have the right. That's when you use your right to vote, and don't vote because it's your right. Can't nobody tell you how to use your goddamn right. Am I right?
That's why.
What's it going to say? Am I right about it?
No, because you're going to try to hold me accountable, and I'm like, listen, I can vote for whoever I want to vote for.
Yeah, we're going to hold you accountable now because the people you voting for are the people destroying America.
Well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of the two evils again.
No, you giving the power. It's like when they voted for Brandon Johnson, Chicago. They gave him the power. He was. It ain't like he wasn't telling them folks. He was already, goddamn it, dropping hints. I got a quick clip on that one too. He was already dropping hints that what he was gonna do when he was talking about defund the police, defund that, and like he defund the goddamn security at the schools. He was already telling the folks what he was gonna do. They didn't pay attention to it. They didn't know that he was already telling them what he wanted to do. He just thought again. I'm gonna vote my party. Check it out. Here goes a little quickly, 30-second clip.
And black people speak for black people.
Oh, yes, sir.
Black
oh,
Americans. We're not African-American. We're not people of color. We're not black and brown, minority.
That's right.
BIPOC. None of that. People, no, none of that. Strict, this is about our people demanding the resources just as you're giving these people, these newcomers who are walking into this country.
You're right.
And sister's correct. How do you take a new group of people that have paid no taxes, can't vote, and you put them in front of the voters?
I'm not going to pay them no damn taxes.
And so we say this to you, Mayor, Governor, President, if you think that they're that powerful, that you have to acquiesce and answer to them over us, then you tell them to vote for you in the next election.
That's right.
You tell them to support your Democratic National Convention. And we're going to show you how we feel about the Democratic National Convention.
Turn it up.
Thank you.
If you think you're going to have a peaceful Democratic National Convention in the city of Chicago while our people starve,
that's right.
Stay tuned. And black
see, that's why they bringing the immigrants
oh, yeah.
in.
Hey, what do you think about?
Because they know that several black people are waking up. That's why they like, We don't need y'all motherfucker no more. We got these immigrants. They going to look at, we brought them in. We gave them this. We gave them that. Are they going to vote for us? We don't need you Negroes no more.
Did you catch the trick from the earlier video? Now, by bringing all the immigrants in, not the ones that snuck in, but the ones they're bringing in.
Yes, sir.
Well, regardless to whether they can vote or not, if they're in the system, they're part of the head count, which directly affects your electoral vote.
Damn.
Based on population numbers, right?
Sure the hell is. Damn.
Like I always say, I can't read that good, but I can listen.
You can. Sure the hell is, bro. Show based off head count. Damn. And you remember Chicago? No, Washington, D.C. was talking about making it legal for illegals to vote. Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Well, D.C. is a strange place because they don't even have, what is it, statehood? And they'll probably never get it.
Yep, yep. Yeah, this is...
But it's crazy. But yeah. Yeah, definitely all of the history that through the Democratic Party, and that's before it was full of black folk, because it was the party of the Klan originally.
Uh-oh.
They just replaced the white ones with the black ones. Because the black ones go along to get along, just like they're still being controlled by the original Democratic Party. Because if you look at the original Democratic Party's policy and look at the ones they had today, they're not much different. Not much
Damn.
Different. You know? And it was all about restricting us from fair and equitable resources and making sure that we remain an underdog in the fight. And still, I will say, even with all that effort, we some bad motherfuckers, because we still here and we still headed to the top. So, yes, but yeah, if you really do the history on it, this Democratic Party ain't no different, you know.
And the only reason
I see any disdain for the Republican Party is the fact that they've always had this philosophy: get up off your ass, get off your couch, get out your mama's house, and go make something of yourself. We ain't giving no handouts. You're going to earn some shit.
Yes, sir.
And that's when people say, oh, you know, the Republicans. But what they didn't want to see is there was more white women on welfare than black ones.
That's right.
So, but when black people are on welfare, oh, he's talking about black people. No, he ain't.
That's crazy.
More of his people were on welfare than a little bit.
Yes, sir.
You know, so people really need to do research, and that's why I say, man.
But you know what I heard? I heard this pastor talking, and he said this, Alpha Male, about that. That he
I don't,
said
you know,
that.
Here's the problem I have. See.
Well, let me explain what the pastor said. Can you hear me, Alpha Male?
Sunray gave you video clips. He gives you documented information, but you only come with hearsay. You're not.
Well,
let me
tell you what the man said, brother. That's all. It ain't about my information. I'm telling you what the brother said about white people versus black people. He said the black people will stay on welfare. There'd be generations on welfare. You know, the grandmother and the mother and you know, kid and all that. So. And he said that white people, they don't tend to stay on the welfare. They just get it for when they need it, and they keep it moving. They, you know, better their lives. So,
and that's statistically incorrect.
Okay, well, it may be. But that's all I wanted to share with you, okay?
You can go to any Trailer Park USA and see generations of welfare. Generations.
That's a good argument. You know, that's
you're right on. Hey,
yes, sir.
you right on that one. I grew up down the street from one. I grew up on a farm in the country, but I grew up with those "my name is Earl" type white people, and they've been like that for years.
Wait, what's their name? They "my name Earl."
Yeah, you remember the show "My Name is Earl"?
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up with those type of white people like that. We call them the hillbillies.
Damn.
I grew up I grew up with that, them Larry the Cable Guy type white people. And I'm going to tell you something, a lot of them been like that they be like that for generations. And we joke about that alpha male. There's two ways of them getting out. Either they're going to join the military, or they're going to work for the rest of their life, either as a lumberyard or either they're going to work in the shipyard. But the only way they're going to get the hell up out of that shit is if they join the military, and that's what most of them do. And when they join the military, they never bring their ass back either.
Nope. I tell y'all something that y'all may or may not know. The largest recipients of welfare are business companies. Politicians, government officials, other countries. Those are the big. Those are the biggest recipients of welfare. They call it corporate welfare. When a company tries to come into a state, they make a welfare deal. Because they only put up a third of their money, and the government makes a promise to offset the rest with your money, more welfare. So even sometimes they want to highlight the little man, but we're not even a speck on the board when it comes to welfare. Because the politicians don't have a job. They don't have a job. They just sit up there and make you feel good. They like a pimp and shit. And you throw dollars out. And because their slogan is, "Bitch better have my money."
Damn.
If we look at welfare on a broader range, the people, the individuals that we may personally know is just a small speck on the board, but.
Yes, sir. Damn, because sometimes we think of welfare food stamp. Go ahead, Day. Let Gene talk in a while.
I'm going to tell you something about the welfare, too, and this shit will shock you. Now, when we're looking at, like, welfare, do you know, especially down here in Virginia, and I'm speaking from real-life experiences, because I grew up on that shit, too. Now, do you know that majority of white folks, like, that's rich, what they'll do is when they retire, they'll work for about 20 years on a business and all that shit. But majority of them, what y'all don't know is how familiar you talking some good shit when you just said that about the corporate welfare. Majority of the wealthy white folks that you see, when they retire from whatever company that they had or business that they own, what they do is they switch all of their assets to their children, and they keep and they'll stay running the business, but they'll get Social Security, disability, food stamps, and everything. I'm being serious. That's what they do. That's what they do. A lot of the, I'm familiar with what you just said is 100% correct. The rich white folks, that's what they do. That's what they do. I've had a bunch of old white guys I knew that were, I'm talking about country as hell, but they made their money, had businesses and all that. When it turned 50, 60, they gave up all their shit to their family, still kept the same houses. But what they did was they got Medicaid, health insurance, they got food stamps. Yeah. So it's rich white people that's retired and gets that shit. Yeah, they just do.
You can also put all your assets in a trust. A trust, or like a LLC or something like that. But I think it's a trust. But yeah, once you put your money in a trust, it's not your personal money anyway. You still have access to it, but if they have income levels. So if you make say $100,000, you can't get this. Well, because everything's in trust, you don't have an income. Yeah, so the game is tight. And it ain't just white folk. It's black folk, green folk, pink folk. You know, the ones that figure it out ain't going to tell you.
No, sir. No, I ain't lying. But I want to go back to something like Pat. We were talking about the construction. I don't know. Now, me and some brothers around here, we do this here. We do it. We joke about it. Like I said, you know, it used to be a lot of brothers that was into, hell, even white guys. You don't see too many white guys. I don't even really see too many of them into construction, like carpenters and stuff. Maybe a little electricians and doing AC work and stuff like that. But not far as carpentry and the building, the brick masonry and stuff. But it'd be funny sometime, me and as a partner, we'd be riding out while we're doing garbage, and we might see a house. We've seen this before. We've seen this. It'd be a house. There's some black, a whole bunch of crew blacks, they be working on it. And that's very rare to see a black still doing construction. But we see them working on it, we're like, oh, man, shit, it's going to take about another 2 years before they finish their goddamn house. We like, if it's some goddamn Mexican, they must be finished next week. And we be saying shit like that. And so, and when we see them goddamn Mexicans, boy, they're coming in, man, they be building some goddamn houses. But we joke about that. And sure enough, it took Maine forever for them to build out. We'll come like 1 week, pass through there, they ain't even working on the house. Come back next week, they might be working on it. Like, God damn, they ain't made no progress. So we be joking about that. So that's why they be getting them Mexicans. Man, Mexicans going to come in, they going to cut up.
And you know what, Avia? I'm glad you said that. I love my people, but I'm going to tell you something. I would never do business with black people. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
If I ever, I'll drive to the border just to pick the Mexicans up.
Just drive to the border.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Uh-oh, damn, you shouldn't have let Justin hear you say that.
Front, put their ass right on in the back with some damn vegetables on top just to get them to help me to fix some shit.
Wow.
Because I'm going to tell you something, black folks, though, and I love my people, but if I don't give Mexicans nothing else, they will build, they like you were saying, they will get the shit done.
Black, well,
bro, we had a Burger King down the street from the house from my house, and they had a black contractor that I was working on it. Man, they had to fire them motherfuckers. They got some Mexicans. Man, they got that Burger King all the way halfway. They ain't got shit ran up. Shit all shit about to reopen. Oh my God,
they ain't playing, man. They ain't play, bro. They got a mission, and they accomplished that mission right away as soon as they can.
It's only two people I would let build my house.
Who was that?
And one of them is Pionki, and the other is the Amish.
Can my Pionki be on a blog talk?
Yes, sir.
He said he did construction there or something.
Well, he does big stuff, but still, you know, I trust his knowledge. Because I'm going to tell you something. I seen him put this shit up fast, too. And I seen that shit fall down fast, too.
Yeah, they going to be here. Yeah. Be like, yep. They do, but they be, man, I'm just using an analogy because that's why you have to just do that. Because like I said, our people be lacking. But that's what I'm saying. What happened? Like, see, even white people, you don't, like I said, you don't even really see them that much in construction no more. Now, I throw them in there. You don't really see them in there no more like that. Like I said, unless you see them doing electrical work maybe sometime in AC, something like that. But not far as carpenter. I used to see a lot of carpenters, white and black. That was all I saw at first. But, like, just to see it, they came in with a little bit of nothing. Now, they don't took that John over. They was making, you know, a little bit of money. And now they don't took the John over.
I can tell you two things I witnessed. One is they got rid of technical skills in the schools. Now all they want to do is teach them how to have faggot sex. And secondly, the business owners, I think somebody mentioned this before, started treating the regular employees like shit, underpaying them, because they knew they could get an immigrant for a third the cost. And an immigrant ain't going to tell on them when they cut corners.
Yep. All right.
So yeah. And, oops, I forgot about Union, the good old boy network.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I first got back to Delaware, my specialty was heating systems and plumbing. And every damn time I went to apply and do an interview, well, they couldn't argue my skill. So they had to just come up with something. Oh, well, we're interested in this other guy and blah, blah, blah. And it was always a white dude. So, you know, you got that good old boy network, too, that fucks you around. And then if you do get the job, just like when you join the police force, if you're good at what you do, you become the enemy. You become a target.
Yeah. I've even seen, man, all female Mexican, what were they doing? Roofing, a roofing crew. Even the goddamn Mexican I was riding with, because I was riding the garbage truck, Mexican, he was a driver. He was like, damn. He even had to say, damn. He ain't never seen no shit like that. It was an all-woman, Hispanic, roofing crew, all women. And I was like, damn. I said, hey, man, I don't mean no harm. I love my sisters, but shit, you ain't finna get no sisters out there. Like, hey, you finna fuck my hair up, fuck my fingernails up. I said, shit. Exactly what they don't say. They ain't finna do that shit.
Oh, shit. Them sisters lazy as hell. Black women just as lazy as goddamn hell. They ain't gonna do shit but twerk and act like damn Uncle Tom's.
They gonna get you out of that.
Hey, tell the black ladies, come on in.
He's gonna have a Mexican woman anyway. He don't care.
What?
Yeah.
You don't
what
care
you say,
if you the blacks on them. They don't care. I mean, you don't care if you insult a black woman and they come after you because you gonna have a Mexican girlfriend anyway.
Oh damn! We just found out something tonight, Justice. I'm gonna let you go ahead, Dave. But Justice, I apologize to you and the Democratic part. We just found out something. Now we know who bringing in all the Mexicans. Dave's down at the border getting them there, man. He just said it on live on blog. He down there with the U-Haul truck.
Fuck moved up. And got one as a wife. Concubine.
Him and ISUPK down there picking up them folks. We just found out, Dave. God damn.
He's in the house all quiet, you know, got her locked in the room.
God damn. Go ahead, Dave. My bad, bro. I just had to throw that in there.
No, hell no. You know I was fucking with you. I ain't
No, you told me.
Yeah, I know what ISUPK.
Back that truck up. So come on in, y'all. Hurry up. I got you back. I got an orange field for you.
Hey, Dave, when I tell you what, ISUBK, all them, they'll buy them women from you. Shit, you bring some more Latino, they'll pay you good.
Hey, so what I was going to say is, I don't know if you want to play that clip that we found on YouTube.
Which one was
this? Of the black women in the Democratic Party, how all of them burned the white boys.
Yeah, I'm glad you said. I thought about that earlier, but I was like, damn.
Oh,
I gotta find that junk today.
Is that
appreciate
still inside
you.
The top we talking about tonight? Is that
it's still a part of it because it's still a part. I gotta find it, Dave. I gotta remember where the hell I had it at, man. I gotta go and pick the message.
Hey, Justice, and look, Justice, it all apply to your husband, Michael Michelle, either. But she ain't classified as no woman anyway. She got a bulge in her damn throat.
I was just about to say that.
Man.
We saw the video with her dancing, with her dick swinging around in her silk pants.
If you on your period and your pad will move if you dancing and stuff, and then the pad probably came off and it was looking like a penis, but it was her pad.
She's a lying ass. Don't no woman wear white pants when she on her rag.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hell no.
Live on national television.
Hey. It had to be.
Hey, Justice, that dick be smack you upside the head, don't it?
She got two children, all right? She had two babies. That's a lady, okay?
Have you ever seen a pregnancy picture? You ever seen the pregnancy picture?
I'm not being so disrespectful to a black woman like that, for real.
A black man.
We just stayed the fact. I mean, just, yeah. We don't know what, I mean, it just, it's, you know, hell. We just saying. You didn't say that when that goddamn white woman, we're going to play the race card now. You didn't say that when that white woman said that, Joan Rivers. It go what Dave was talking about. Well, we got 12 minutes. I want to throw this one here. Now, this is why Dave said we got to bring this one up, because here's all of these Democrats. Now, Democrats playing the race game again, but this is what dude playing this video. It says, what was the topic? I forgot. I was talking about how white men are the biggest threat. Check it out. Here we go, y'all. This is only like 30-second clip. God damn it.
Question. So I just have a question for AOC and Ilhan Omar and Kamala Harris and that Supreme Court lady. If white men are the greatest threat to America, why do you keep marrying them?
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
What's being labeled as terrorism is almost exclusively coming down to the identity. And it seems as though white men invoking white supremacy and engaging in mass shootings are almost immune from being labeled domestic terrorists and their violence.
And realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
There is no vaccine for racism. We have got to do the work.
Great question. Now,
I just have a question. Now, one
white woman, I mean, one black woman on there that he didn't say the name on there. That was Don Lemon. Y'all know what I said. One black woman, he didn't say the dude, white dude didn't say the name, but they played the video with him. In that little short video, every last one of them was talking about some of the white men. They showed, I got to send it to you, Joe. They showed the video with their husbands on there. Even Don Lemon's, God damn it, I don't know what to call that one. But even Don Lemon played that race card, but he laid up with that with a goddamn so-called white man. But like you said, why? I like that clip. That was funny. The white dude brought that shit out. And the white men are the threat, why all of y'all are married to white men?
Yep.
Don't make no damn sense.
And they left out the part where when you talk about mass violence and mass shootings, there's the fucking trannies doing it. When you talk about starting wars and killing people, it was a black dude, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so they full of shit.
Yep. See, they know.
Go ahead, my brother. That's like you going on national TV and call your wife a bitch and then come home tell my baby, you know I love you.
Because
I know that white dude was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's my wife up there.
And Justice, that's just like Barack Obama went on in public and called his wife Michael on several occasions. How the fuck you do that?
I disagree. I mean, I hear y'all say that.
You disagree, but how did that happen, though, Justin? That's been several occasions. It's been more than one clip that they showed where he actually, Michelle and I, how do you keep on saying Michael and I? I mean, come on now.
I've heard,
even you can't get it out. See, you stuttering. See, it's fucking you up.
No, I've heard people talk about that. But the thing about that is that there's nothing that you can say that doesn't take that out of context. So when you say it, and then when you play it, it's usually out of context.
How is it out of context? The man said straight out, he said, Michael and I mean, Michelle and I. How did he take it out of context, Justice? How? I mean, he straight out said.
You're not even saying the full clip of what, you're not even saying the full statement that he said at the time that he said it about Michelle.
He said, who else was Michael and I? Who was Michael? Okay.
That's why I haven't heard a full clip of that. I just hear that little... I might hear, Michelle, I'm
he's
Michael.
He's talking about Michael Jackson. That's the other Michael.
That's the Michael he talking about today.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
I know somebody right now is searching for that clip. So
I ain't even looking for it this time, just I ain't even looking for it.
But what about the voting
one of them talking point moments
there
that
go.
You can't prove.
It can be proven because hell, he said it. Just like
trying to prove it.
But what you got? Alpha Male had a good point. We didn't get to this topic. Yeah, he right. Well, go ahead, Alpha Male. What was the other point we want? You said you wanted to bring out.
Yeah.
To the Alpha Male.
When they did her voter registration from from when she was voting age on up, and He voted as Michael up until, what was it? I don't know how many years had went by, but then all of a sudden Michael changed to Michelle.
Yep.
Michael and Michelle are brother and sister, you guys. So, like I say, they take things out of context just to make someone look like a bad person or someone that's not being genuine. And so, but what you had there was just a play on racism in a sense where someone's trying to muddy up somebody and there's really no real proof, but you're going to make the lie the truth anyway, right?
So is that artificial intelligence when he keeps saying on several occasions, is that artificial intelligence did that make him say Michael, Michelle?
No, it's taking somebody's words out of context and then saying that he's saying something. That
he's
he didn't
saying
really
it, say. Justice. It's the video showing him saying it. How are they taking it out of, like, okay, what you saying, taking out of context, if somebody reading, if they're making a statement saying he said that, that's not the case. They're showing videos with him making this. Now you're going to make me go ahead and find a video. I wasn't going to do it, but I got
to
find it now. Let me clip my mic. I'm going to find it.
I need to hear like a minute before he says, Michelle. I need to hear a whole minute before what he was talking about, not just to take it out of context. Where
Obama called Michelle Michael.
Oh, look at there. Look at that. He got him a space theory. What her name is.
My bad. I thought I had that cut out. I'm trying to find that bad boy.
What her name? That's like a space dude, like that one.
That's Google. That was Google talking back. Ah, damn. This ain't going to be long enough.
There ain't nothing there. That's why.
And men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today. All of Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack.
See, and that one he didn't even straighten it out. I guess he didn't catch it. You hear what he said?
Taking it out of context again, like I said.
Okay, what's the context? Hold on, I'm going to play it just a little bit right fast. Okay, tell me what we missed.
Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son, Jack, who's deployed today. All
now,
of
now, that's the United States of the President. I don't know. I guess he was giving tribute to somebody.
Okay.
How was he taking that out of context? How is that being taken? So Michael, Michelle's brother, would like to give, I don't know. So how, okay,
no.
Tell, explain that clearly. How was he taken out of context?
Right. Here's my opinion on that, is that more than likely, the person that he's referring to as Michael is a person that is in the military that is standing with him at that time. And he's saying that the two of them are giving honor to this person or these people.
What two?
You know, like that. Instead of, oh, you know, him saying something counter to that, it's more probably that being taken out of context and someone trying to say that he misspoke about his wife being named Michelle and saying Michael instead, which he didn't do. He didn't hesitate. He didn't stutter. He didn't go and correct himself from saying Michael. He meant Michael because he was talking about more than likely a person named Michael who was there honoring these people at the same time.
Nope. Why would you do you? You're United States of the President is showing military personnel and stuff behind him at that time. He was supposed to, Michelle and I.
Oh,
who the
Admiral
hell?
Mullen.
No, let me do it.
Deborah. Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today. All of you have performed extraordinary service to our country.
Michael
right, now
and
you
I,
say,
Michelle and
who
I,
because
the they, that's the
president
the and
the
first lady,
referring.
I mean, the damn, the first man would like to extend.
You should Google up and find out who that Michael is they're referring to. That
Michelle Obama.
Reason.
He mistakenly, he was, I ain't going to say mistakenly, hell, he knew what he was saying. Michelle because he's supposed to have been saying, Michelle and I would like to so-and-so. He knows
trying to rush
it just slipped.
I don't know for, that's a Rush Limbaugh move.
I can't find, that's what I'm trying to find. Even somebody here on Twitter, I was reading the comment on it. It's like these clips are harder and harder to find. They sure ain't lying. Because I can't find another one. Oh, man, maybe you got it out for me? Because I can't hardly find him on either.
You
there
know,
were several of them, he said.
Just fell for it. It's all propaganda. You all fell for it. You just fell for some propaganda. That's all.
No.
No. Voters fall for propaganda.
Yeah, most non-voters always fall for propaganda because they don't vote. They just talk about voting.
You must be
a great American.
A guy named Stan.
Uh-oh, my bad. I don't know what this is. I had never heard this one. I want to play this one right back. Oh, here we go.
Was interviewed by a guy named Stan Solomon. Stan Solomon has this extreme right-wing show. I don't even know what to describe it as. I guess it's just a right-wing program. They're big on guns. They're not big on President Obama. And the latest theory, the latest hypothesis here from Stan Solomon about President Obama is so crazy that it's actually confusing. I don't fully understand it. Let's listen and see if we can try to come up with any kind of explanation as to what he's talking about.
Hey, a homosexual Muslim married to a man, I can't imagine how Barack Obama would do if he ever ventured into a Muslim country and didn't have 800,000 armed people around
him. Yeah. Mr. Obama did come from a Muslim country. He spent 4 or 5 years in.
I don't understand if when Stan Solomon says that President Obama is a homosexual Muslim married to a man, let's forget about the Muslim part, because that part, I don't know that there's much more to say about that. There's conflicting theories, actually, conspiracy theories, about what it might mean that President Obama is married to a man. There's one theory that President Obama is actually married to his Pakistani roommate from college, which would be President Obama being married to a man. But there's this other insane conspiracy theory that Michelle Obama is actually a man. So it's not that common, Lewis, that when you have such an insane statement like this, you can back it up with different hypotheses. But there's actually two completely unrelated conspiracy theories that would support President Obama being married to a man.
Yes. We talked about Alex Jones being on the Michelle Obama is a man side of the conspiracy.
Right.
And I love it. As soon as something like this is spewed out in any interview, you lose all credibility, and suddenly everything you say is nonsense.
I wish you were right, Lewis. These guys, there's a contingent with which these guys don't lose credibility when they say that Obama is a gay Muslim married to a man.
That's what I was going to get to. Somehow they stay relevant. They don't lose credibility, and they keep appearing on different programs.
Now, why would everybody keep saying, now, just to get justice, I forgot. Hey, I thought we was way past overtime. I forgot. Just the regular overtime. But why would everybody now keep saying that Michelle is a man, and then there's other clips, like I said, it's kind of hard to find right now, but sometimes you'll see them on Twitter and other places. Next time I find them, I'm going to make sure I bookmark them. But when he's making a mistake, I don't want to say, Justin, you saying he's making a mistake and saying Michael and I mean, people constantly saying that, hey, Michelle is a man and he's making a mistake, Justice. And Michael and I mean, God damn. And then he comes out and push the homosexual agenda. I mean, it's like, oh, but it's, oh, you might call it a coincidence, but I don't know. It just, this shit ain't, it ain't matching up. It's matching up. I mean, that's what I'm going to say. It's matching up. I mean, it's a, like Alpha Mayor said, and not only with the white outfit, they showed a blue outfit that Michelle had. Maybe the maxi pad fell on that outfit too, Justice. I don't know, but hey.
All right, so maybe one day you guys will come to the understanding that no, she really is a woman. All right, so a lot of people registered to vote here in Philly during the Hillary campaign, and I was put on the list it was like 25 people who was put on the VIP list to have our pictures taken with Michelle Obama at Drexel University. And so the day came and I went there and I had my picture taken with her and everything. And so I stood next to her, I held her hand, I put my other hand around her hip, and I looked in her eyes and her face, and I was stunned. I was starstruck. I really was at a loss for words. I would be stuttering if I was to talk to her at that time, right? Because I'm really right here in the presence of Michelle Obama, and she was no man. And there is no way that I would be holding a hand of a transvestite or a man as the vice president, as the president's wife, the first lady of the United States. I would not do that. So
now, just let me ask you this here, right, Fat. I might cut you with. Did you know Cindy Starr was a trendy before somebody told you?
I don't even know who that is.
Because there are some goddamn trendies out there. Me and my wife was downtown about a week ago, and we was at a restaurant, and it was two, I'm gonna say, supposed to be females, and one of them had an accent like a, I don't know, African accent. It sounded like they was maybe Nigerian. You kind of had to even dress like they dress. But as they was, one was coming, it had that exotic looking look. And when it was walking, as it got closer, I'm thinking from afar off, it looked like two women coming, didn't look like that. But when the mug got closer and it started walking, it kind of like an exotic woman. You would think it was a woman, but it was just some like, dude, that's a goddamn dude. And it was a little boy, because they was making that. They was filming some guys. They was filming something, I guess, on the scene for a movie right there where we was getting ready to eat, too. And my wife said, hey, even that little boy. And I told him, I said, that's a dude. And my wife said, damn, even that little boy, he looked like he probably about 8, 9 or whatever. Probably older than that, probably 10. I'm going to give him about 10. He said, my wife said, that little boy just said the same thing. She said, the little boy just said, that's a dude. But it did. If some of you really wouldn't, I don't know how the hell, but it looked like one of them, you know how people be saying them exotic type women? It did. So I was like, that is a goddamn dude. And the other one, I thought was a woman, but I went in there to go get my drink, and they was in there talking. And as I got close, I said, oh, shit, both of these motherfucking dudes up in here. But again, Jessica, well, look, bro, they got makeup shit now. You wouldn't know. I mean, I ain't going to say you wouldn't know. But
bro, those two,
don't tell nobody else you touch Michelle's hand, bro. Don't tell nobody else that right there.
Bro, don't even try it, okay?
But Dave, what else he said he did, Dave? He said he did something else. I'm going to let Dave tell you that. What else he said he did, Dave?
He said grab the ass.
Yeah,
just about almost had it, but it was just around her hip. But you could tell she got some behind her. You know, I was right there on one of the behind on that hip. You know?
Him down styles.
Yeah, she's stallion, man. As far as that goes, as far as you know.
Hey, Aria.
Yes.
You know, it's funny that just to say he in Philly. You know who else was in Philly that liked trannies?
Who was that?
Chaddy Pendergrass.
Oh, damn.
You all right? Chaddy Pendergrass got into a car crash back in the 70s. He had a transsexual in the car.
Yep. Damn. Oh,
That's when he got paralyzed. Because he said he was doing some kind of sexual act on him in the car while he was driving, and then he crashed.
Oh, but Justin, why would? And then here's something else. Why would I can't get the word out. I'm trying to do my Jesse Jackson, goddamn it, I can't even get it out. A magazine, like what was it? Was it People magazine? No, was it People? USA Today? One of them damn magazines. I need to find it. Magazine. It was a magazine had on there, first gay president. What was the name of that goddamn magazine?
The National Enquirer.
No, it was Time Magazine.
What was it? What was it, Alpha Male?
It was Time Magazine.
No.
Hey, Jeff.
It was. It wasn't one of those corner
tabloid
magazines. It was a legitimate magazine. And they also called him the first Jewish president, too.
Damn.
Another tabloid.
No, there wasn't. This wasn't no fake magazine. I couldn't get the word out. Alpha Male said the name of it. I couldn't think of the name of it. Yeah, they had it because he had a rainbow around his head. There you go. Newsweek. I found it. Newsweek. It says first gay president. Newsweek. There we go.
Okay.
And they got the rainbow halo around his head, and it came out May the 21st, 2012.
That's because when he gave them they right to marry each other, right? And these two gay girls here in Philly got married, and then it was like, "What you gonna give us for our housewarming?" And I was like, "I ain't doing that. I don't support that." And then they got mad at me, right, and started yelling, screaming at me. I was like, "I just don't. I'm not with that. You know, your thing like that." And so look how far we've come. That was 2012 then, when I told them I ain't with it. But everybody had to evolve up kind of way a little bit, right? Just to just give some acceptance.
Hey, Justice. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
But this is the thing that you have to realize, Justice, that when we're looking at Obama, right, Michelle Obama, you got to realize all their policies was geared to help our LGBT people. It was not to help no niggas out. So something you have to really look at, too. All the policies was out to help LGBT and foreigners. So, you
it
know,
like
it
he was scared. He was scared to do something for us, bro.
He told you he wasn't. He told you. He said, "I'm not here for black people. I'm here for all people." That's what he said. That's what it came out of his damn mouth. That's why he even talked about reparations. He turned down reparations. I can't just do number one. I'm here for all people. But damn, all people ain't gay.
Hey, play that clip of him not get denying clemency for that black father.
Yes, sir.
Did you find that clip?
Yes, sir. I got it in the archive. Let me give me 1 minute.
Because
you still stuck on something because you ain't clear up something that I got y'all caught up on.
What's
with that? Obama talking about Michael. Y'all got to clear that up. You can't just say Michael and he ain't say last name or husband or wife. Michael could be anybody. Don't even try it.
It's the president of the United States supposed to have been saying his name. It was another clip. I can't find it right now. But he said that one, he just straight out said Michael. He didn't correct it on that one. But it was another one. He said Michael and he said Michael. I mean, Michelle.
Prove, show and prove.
You ain't going to believe it regardless. Hell, like the one I played with Joe Biden said, we don't need no more nigger big shot mayors. You still didn't believe it. You said AI. So it ain't going to matter. Just like no matter what somebody do sometime, it ain't going to matter. Y'all will find a way to justify because, you know, to uphold y'all narrative. But here you go right here, Fred, right there. Here you go.
So Donald Trump is so racist that as president, he did this for this young man. Just watch and listen.
Hello, President Trump. I would like to ask you to please release my dad from prison. I know that he made a huge mistake, and he really looks back on his mistake and regrets it, and I feel like he would never do it again. My dad's been in my life ever since I was young, and we have a great relationship. He's been helping me every step of the way. He helps me and my friends. He taught me right from wrong. He does a lot for me that some parents don't even do, and he's incarcerated. So I would just please want you to release my father from prison. Thank you.
This moment was 16 years in the making. Charles Duke Tanner embracing his 18-year-old son.
Boy, man.
Tanner, who is 38, grew up in Gary, Indiana. He was an undefeated light heavyweight boxer and hoped to go pro. He had never been arrested until he was accused of leading a local gang that sold drugs. He was convicted in 2006 of conspiracy to distribute. Tanner received 2 life sentences that was eventually reduced to 1.
First and foremost, I want to give all the praise and glory to God. Thank you for hearing me. But President Trump, I just want to thank you for giving me a second chance and believing in me and reading my petition. I'm just so thankful. It's just 20 years ago, I fought at the Trump Casino, and now you signed to give me clemency. First, I didn't know it was real until I was able to touch this little guy right here. I left him when he was 2 years old, President Trump. You reunited me back to my family. I lost my mother and my father, but I got him. And this is what I live for. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, all praise and glory go to God. Thank you.
My name is Charles Duke Tanner, and I was sentenced to a double life sentence for my first arrest for a nonviolent drug offense in 2004. I lost all my appeals, and I was denied clemency by the Obama administration. It took 16 plus years before President Trump granted my clemency and allowed me to go home in 2020. I was a part of a broken and unjust system. And now it hurts me to the core to see the same system going after a former president. This is what blacks been going through since day one. If we allow this to happen to the former president, we can only imagine what's going to happen to the rest of the country. Please stand up now if you have a voice, and let's fight against this. God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay, let me get this straight. He was denied clemency by this one. This one granted him clemency.
Now, when he said this one, he's showing a picture of Barack Obama when he said by this one.
Yes, and he is bad for minority and for this country. It's 2024, and with all due respect, if you still believe that Donald Trump is bad for this country, you've been brainwashed and you need to wake up. Let me.
Yeah, because Obama, yeah. So, but yeah, but, you know, we know the sister, what was her name, Kathy Johnson, she got out. There's a lot more people got out, gave them clemency for because of that damn bill that Biden, Joe Biden, and Bill Clinton them passed.
Bro, it ain't been never no president that let people out of jail at the rate that Trump did, that was like people who were unheard of or not like a superstar. He came to the aid of these people that just, he asked people right after that Kardashian went to the White House and he gave that lady a pardon. He asked the American people, he says, listen, if anybody needs a pardon, just write to the website here and then we'll take a look at it. Nobody took him seriously. And he was dead serious. And not many people who could have and should have petitioned for someone they know who was serving life that could have gotten a look from the president that he may have been able to pardon their loved one, that somebody who really deserved a second or third chance. Okay?
They bitched out of him. They
pulled nobody the ever did that.
We ain't talking to him. We ain't talking to him.
Yep. Yep,
nobody ever did that before. Now this man that showed everybody else the way in the future, that stop being scared to do something like give somebody a pardon. Like, he had a whole heart in pardoning people who found these type of people to be deplorable. A black person who was charged of selling drugs. They want to throw the book at him and did throw the book at him. And this man opened up his whole heart and said, look, I'm going to give this man a second chance. He got a son out here, and he was young when he did something. He fought it over in his mind. He said, you know what, the hell with it. Give him a second chance. I mean, what, Obama was sitting up there with them same papers and looked at him and said, nope. He had this self-hate in his heart, like, nope, I ain't going to do nothing. Nope, he ain't hardly pardoned nobody. Up at the end, pardon a bunch of people out of prison that was serving some long time, but not like at the rate or, you know, consideration that it seemed Trump opened up the way to do things without being a punk and being scared to do something different that nobody in no other president was doing.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm out of time.
Check it out. Now, we knew all this before the last election.
Yep.
And everybody knew this. Everybody was witnessing this because it was making the news. But they still turned around and voted for Biden.
Damn. So did. Because he was the lesser of two evils, regardless.
At the time, because you got to remember what Trump had gotten himself involved with towards the end of his being the president, where he wouldn't bow out gracefully. And had he bowed out gracefully and not put in the atmosphere of doing an insurrection at all, and
the seed had already been planted the whole time when you had people like Maxine Waters, who was in steel. Now, how come they didn't bring her ass up on charges? Now, you talk about insurrection, where she was telling people, the Democratic voters, when y'all see these people, get all up in their face. Maxine Waters, you remember that? She was telling shit. Cory Booker. Cory Booker. What that bastard at anyway? But remember, he was telling the people to do the same shit. Y'all need to march over to the Capitol building. And it was something that went on. He told the people to do the same shit, but they didn't get him for insurrection. They didn't get them for that.
I don't understand why you trying to change the subject now.
No, it ain't changing the subject. We're talking about, you want to talk about 2 weeks, we just talking about the same thing you're going to charge somebody else with when they were doing it first. Because you went that way.
About this whole thing, about how Trump went about it. Now, he was.
But you know, because you start saying towards the end, and then you start getting ready to saying, well, he did the insurrection. No, he did not. Right, notice how I'm glad you mentioned that, Justice. You said, and I got to let Alpha Male handle this one. I ain't going to say I'm me and handle it. My bad, Alpha Male. But Alpha Male told you last week about the Supreme Court and then this situation. You said, no, no, no. What did they just came out with the other day, Brother Alpha Male?
They allowed Trump to be on the ballot in those other all the states.
But Alpha Male had already, I don't know if he prophesied it or what, but he sure said it last week.
Well, he had a little, he probably had a little extra help on that or whatever. He, you know, his source was real good. So, yeah, that's good.
No, I can read. That's been going on the whole time. Everything they brought before the Supreme Court has been kicked out. Because it had no merit to start. So if you would like look at the signs and keep up with the information outside of personality, you would know that they've been doing this all along. And everything he's been accused of, he's never been convicted of.
Okay, well, let me just hold you to, let's stay on point with what we're talking about now. With the state of Maine wanting to kick Trump off the ballot and did, and the state of Illinois was in pursuit of doing this, and Colorado definitely did, and that was the one in question before the Supreme Court. They were going to be able to keep Trump off the Supreme Court. This had been in question for several weeks, and the Supreme Court has had it in their hands for several weeks, and they came to the decision this past week that they will override the states on that issue and say that no state shall hold the person running for president off the ballot. So that's the decision they made, and ain't nothing special. It's something that they were going to determine, and everybody knew that we were waiting for that Supreme Court decision to be handed out, and that's what happened. So you're not really a genius because, you know, I'm not going to say you can't read, but you didn't say it the same way, okay, because there were states that wanted to walk it out.
Yeah, but like you said, Alvin, you didn't see it the same way he said it, so it didn't count. That's what he just said.
Oh.
You heard what he just said? He said you didn't see it the same way, but ain't that some shit? You got to see it his way for it to be valid. That's what he's saying, I guess.
I'm sorry if I speak like
I just wanted to make total sense. Don't just go, well, yeah, oh, I do this, you know, I got a glass ball or something. No, it's not the way things go.
Oh, man, he's speaking like a man. That should be out that way. Justice, boy,
say? Because I missed it. I don't want to go back and have to go back and re-listen. What did you just say?
Oh, he said, but it, oh, no. Oh, I know what I want to throw out. If I forget this one. Dave, you know what I was telling you about this earlier. Let's show you how, I'm going to tell you how a lot of these people keep people, under the spell, even the Israelite groups. I keep telling y'all, they keep pushing that same leftist progressive bull crap. Now, they do it on the racial side, keep people, like CNN been doing the whole racial stuff. I said it was on General Yohanna's show, which is the leader of ISUPK. But it was one of the other dudes. He was a general. I think Yehiman, something like that. They had a show, and they was talking about Trump, how they going to let Trump back into office. Now they show you how stupid it is. Now, I'm going to say, I said it, they show you how stupid it is, but they got to play the race game, keep everybody this bull crap. They don't say a damn thing about the Democrats. They don't say nothing about what Joe Biden, how bad he's doing. They don't say none of that, how he messing up the country. Not nothing. But they had a whole thing talking about Trump. They said, this is what he said. They about to let Trump back in there. Now they like, how he going to let him back in there? They said, this is what he said. How they going to let him back in there? He lost the election. Now, you only can serve two terms. But they said he lost the last election. So how is he going to get back in there? He only served one time. And I'm listening to that like, you damn idiot. Do you hear what you're saying, fool? You actually just said the president can serve two terms. He lost the last election, and he only served one time. so damn fool, he can run again just because I don't know. He's under depression, I guess, just because he lost. Since he lost, he can't run again. That's not serving two terms, dumbass. He lost the last election. Yes, he lost, so he's able to run again because he have to serve two terms. If he run this time and win, he can't serve another. But this is what he was on there doing, saying ignorant shit like that. And, you know them guys over there, that's right, that's right. That's wrong, fool. But okay, they gullible and just listen to that dumbass shit because he talk about he's still on there. Trump's a racist and they going to let that fool get back. But you ain't saying a goddamn thing about Biden. Like it was a dude said the other day, ain't Trump messing up the country. Now, they said when they said about the Supreme Court thing, a guy called in on a local radio show. Oh, man, that's so disheartening. They going to let Trump back in there. He going to mess the country up, boy. He going to mess this country up. I'm like, you ignorant ass fool. Where you been all this time? Where you been all this time? Ain't you been seeing what's going on now? So, Trump is in there. So I guess Joe Biden, he making America great again, and Trump going to get in there and fuck America up again. I guess that's what he's saying.
But, you know, it's like conservative-minded black people such as yourself and other talk shows and other have really done a good job of enlightening people in a way to think outside the box as a Democrat or the way of how, you know, you vote. Usually the Democrat ticket. So
is it working
now with all of this talk recently in the last 4 or 5 years, even longer, about considering the party that we've been supporting and how for the past 50 years, which is a good argument that they've been in office and doing different things and we haven't seen any real good results. So that's a great argument too. So people that we continue to hear these same type of arguments that come from that conservative point of view, that it opens up your thinking when you continue to hear it over and over again and it makes sense. So
no, that ain't it, Justin. You know why y'all want to listen now? Because the Democrats, just as this show is, just what this topic is about and what this topic, this title is entailed. As the Democratic Party turned their backs on American people. They've been did that. But now they are blatantly showing y'all. First it was like Malcolm said, I need to find me a Malcolm clip too and let Malcolm tell y'all something. But like Malcolm, damn, I ain't got that clip on here no more. But I find it. But Malcolm was telling y'all about how they try to play your friend. So y'all always kept thinking that, but now they just like, man, we ain't even hiding no more. We can't stay. We don't like y'all ass. Now y'all finally seeing it. They flat out showing you they ain't hiding no more. So now y'all want to see. It ain't because just conservative, so-called conservative, what we saying. Y'all ain't been listening to that shit. No matter how we showed you, like Alpha Male said, spoke earlier, we showed the data. We can play the clips. They can even drop send a letter to mail you a letter to your own home and tell you we don't like y'all ass. Y'all still ain't gonna listen. But now all of a sudden they flat out showing you, and now you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe y'all were right all along. Oh, they had to see down. But you didn't want to listen to us. They had to flat out tell you they own self. We don't like y'all ass. We've been playing y'all the whole goddamn time. We don't give a fuck what y'all say. Y'all still gonna vote for us. Let me find Malcolm. Go ahead. I'm gonna find Malcolm.
Like, okay. Just for this last campaign with the Republicans, as we deal with them, and as you told me, you've only gotten interested since Trump got elected and everything, right? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking for something, but go ahead.
Okay. So,
God damn.
Since the time when Trump got elected and you became interested in his philosophy and his way of doing things, and then, you know, you would point out different things that the Democrats would do and that would counter to what the Republicans. We've seen the lean towards the Republicans and Trump and you seem to agree with Trump more so than Hillary, and that you had a certain kind of attitude towards the Democratic Party that wasn't favorable, and that so you were explaining and always trying to give understanding towards why certain things are and that why you should support things or shouldn't. And so all I'm saying here is about the way and the attitude that you had, it may be that in hindsight, in the overall perspective of your way of looking at it, it could be that you may be correct overall in the way that you brought out the understanding of, okay, disregard what he say, it's what he do. You know, he can say this, that, and the other, but, you know, if he insult this person or insult that person or insult, don't worry about that. It's about the policy. It's about the policy issue. And, you know, you always have hashed that out and made that clear about, you know, disregard, you know, your feelings and you know, how you feel and all, deal with what's real. Have Trump put out any kind of laws or bills to hurt black people? And you stun everybody with that question, the way you phrase it, because I didn't phrase it like you do, and I would like for you to go ahead and phrase it that way when I finish. But it's just what I'm saying, you know, how you show and prove how, okay, he isn't as bad as he's been drawn out to be or made out to be, even though he talked crazy. You know, disregard that. You know, you still have the House of Representatives and you have the Senate, and everything has to go before these two branches and bodies of government in order to get anything done. And so the man has played his cards right. He stacked the courts in his favor and in favor of Republicans and Republican Party and himself. He stacked the Supreme Court in his favor and people who were bent over backwards for him just because he did them a huge favor. So he is so smart in understanding of how everything kind of works in government and in the world, in the world's interests and countries and everything. He's proven now to not be a buffoon, how we previously might have thought, and a lot of people still do think that he's an idiot, he's stupid, he's dumb, this, that. But I don't see that. I see a genius that, like I always say, is the greatest chess player that the world has ever witnessed. And that's how I see him. He's played chess this whole time he's been indicted. Every day he's trying to do something to get the cards flipped over in a better way for him. He's always continuing to play. He's always putting his cards out. He's always playing chess, making these moves and whatnot. And you get checkmated, he get out of it. He's never out of the game. And this is the type of a fighter that country really needs, is somebody who can actually play this kind of chess and avoid jail and end up be back in the presidency and pardon him damn self and continue to move, you know, to try to unite the country and to do away with a lot of these bad laws and things that have been put in place where people have done things to hurt children, how they, you know, a lot of the policies that the Republicans talk about how even Trump has said, if I become president again, I'll stop the states from allowing people to mutilate their children by allowing them to have a sex change operation, and they're a young child and they shouldn't be having their body parts cut off and this and that. I heard him say that, and I wish you could find that clip.
I seen it the other day, and notice, I'm going to cut you. And I got an excellent clip. I hadn't listened to it, y'all, either, but I just see, I noticed, I heard this dude, and it is a European dude. He's going to bag up what Malcolm said. We're going to be the first time all of us hear it. But I'm going to throw you something at you, Joseph. There was a pastor, how I got into this, really. There was a pastor I used to listen to. I used to always tell you, I listened to this pastor. I didn't agree with him on the Jesus stuff and a lot of this, but he was always talking political talk. and the things that he was throwing out. He'll play clips of like like I'm playing a clip. That's how I'm like, damn. And he made these. He'll play clips and he'll talk about this, and I'm like, and it was opening my eyes. I'm like, damn. That's what made me really look at it, because the things that he was pointing out, and I was like, man, this makes sense. And that's what made me start listening to, the thing about what Trump was actually telling. It was making sense what he was saying. So y'all paying attention to the shenanigans. Oh, man, he crazy. Hell, a lot of black folks act crazy. Like, it really fit in. Y'all was saying people like, oh, man, look at Bill Clinton. He a black man because he can play a fucking saxophone. But you say, well, Donald Trump, hey, he act like some of the folks in the hood. He tell it like it is. He keeping it real. All of a sudden, he talk crazy. He talk reckless. Don't we sit in there? Hey, man, we should have been like, hey, shit, dude, keep it on the real, though. I like the way he talk. That's why some black folks did like him, because he kept the shit real. But again, he was pointing out and trying to tell you and tell the people. And like you said, one quick thing. You saying he was doing something to stack the deck. He wasn't doing shit to stack the deck for him. He don't listen. It's again, well, he stacked the deck to help the American people. Not about him. We making all this shit still about him. Even though I might say his name, it ain't about him. You're putting people in place to protect the interests of the American people. That's what we need to. That's why we having this show tonight, because we talk about how the Democratic Party have turned their backs on American people. It's about the citizens. You voted them in to represent you, to make policies to help your lives, to make government decisions to help your life financially and politically, all this type of stuff. But they're not working in your best interest. So that's why, again, we look at what Trump was saying. That's what resonated with me. It's like everything he was talking about, how we got to keep America for Americans. I didn't even look at it as a black and white thing. I know I'm still living in this country. Despite even though the racism and shit, I still live here. They still take taxes from me. I still have to buy food and clothes and all that shit. I still live here. My children live here. So I had to look at things that was in the best for my family. And a lot of this shit that they doing is not at the best. I have two granddaughters right now. The oldest is 5. The other one is just a couple of months. I have to look at and realize they got to grow up in this fucking country. So I need things to be better for them. Society has to be set out for the betterment for them. It ain't about Trump. Like I said, that's why a lot of brothers and sisters, man, they fought for us to be able to do the things that we doing, way back when. So it's for the betterment of the people. Like they say, don't they say the government is for the people, by the people? So it's for us, man. That's why we got to hold these people goddamn accountable. Let me play this clip right fast. I like this white dude here, man. He be on YouTube. He be going off about George Soros and stuff. Like I said, I hadn't listened to this one, so we all listened to it for the first time.
Listen, I saw this video the other day, and I was like, I have got to share this with you. Now, what you're going to see is a very passionate white man really getting in the behinds of black people. But it's not for the ordinary reason you would think it is, like racism or something like that. He is basically saying y'all hard-headed and y'all ain't listening, and Malcolm X tried to warn you years ago. And we gonna bleep it out because he got pretty, spicy, but check it out.
Interesting to see the black communities in Chicago and New York screaming bloody murder now because these illegal immigrants are coming into your towns, being sent into your towns to take over your shelters for your homeless, take your jobs, everything. And now you're pissed off? I've been warning you folks, you black folks in the inner cities, for years. The white liberal politician is enemy. Malcolm X said it in 65 in a speech. The white liberal is the black man's enemy. He's a fox. He says that he's going to help you for his own personal agenda. And here is another fucking example of that. But yet you'll keep voting for these white liberal politicians that give a fuck about you. Hopefully this...
So yes, You heard him admonish the black voter and saying, Malcolm X told y'all in the 1960s, the white liberal will use y'all for their agenda. And he pointed out Chicago and New York. Now y'all whining and crying about the immigrants coming over there and taking the spot and taking over and inundating the neighborhood. But he said y'all signed up for continuing to vote for the party who is allowing them to do it. And that's the Democrats. And so listen, y'all can do what y'all want with that. But when I listened to that, I said, ooh wee, because how is it that that man, a very white man, might I add, invoked that of Malcolm X to indict the black community for voting for oppression? Because that's what we do when we vote for the Democratic Party. And if you don't believe me, go look up what's going on in Chicago with the immigrants and all the other Democratic states like New York. The immigrants are taking over there too, and the people that we as black people vote for, the Democratic Party, they are saying, well, we got to do for them. We got to allocate all this money and take care of them, put them up in all these hotels and stuff. So again, this white man, I mean, he's almost as mad as we are about the Democratic Party. But you know what, though? I get his frustration because it's like, how y'all keep voting for something that's bad for you? How? Like, make it make sense. So yeah, that white man brought up Malcolm X to convict black people about voting for the Democratic Party. My God.
All right. Let's
so anyway, y'all tell me what you think of this. And for more.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
And now a lot of you, Malcolm did, John Henry Clark said, did Dr. Ben said, did. But you got selective Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, and Brother Malcolm word. Oh, but y'all have said, Malcolm said the white man is the devil when all this old, but y'all didn't pay no attention. Y'all won't pay that shit, will you? I bet y'all wouldn't pull that part out when he said them liberals who y'all be voting for. Now, he kind of spoke somewhat as conservative. He said they some sly foxes. He said, but out of all of them, them damn liberals, he made sure he said about them damn liberals. He made sure he pointed out. But y'all didn't pay no attention to that because y'all want to say, well, oh, man, you know, Malcolm was racist. That was when, you know, he was with Elijah Muhammad then with teaching that. But still, he told y'all. He made the point. And y'all know we played Malcolm the whole time during the election. I made sure I played that and reiterated it every single time. I know everybody don't listen to Culture Freedom, but we played that. It's still going to be somebody, man, well, you ain't studying that. Y'all, because you know what? Because y'all still going to listen to the knuckleheads, Roland Martin, Al Sharpton, all them same suckers, all them same sons of y'all know what. And like I keep asking y'all this same goddamn question. Al Sharpton keep telling y'all about this America and the white man, them is racist, they discriminate. Like I tell y'all, Al Sharpton, let me pull up a document. I need to see a case that you're working on right now. You have in the court somewhere where you have a discrimination suit against a goddamn somebody, white, anybody. I don't give a damn who it is. Show me where your last discrimination suit that you sued some white person for discriminating against you. Somebody have done some racist against you. Please pull it out and show us. Please show us. Other than that, you bullshitting. Because you always want to tell people about racist America, their discrimination. But where is your lawsuit at? I know, you mean to me, they ain't fucking with you, Al? You that bad? They ain't fucking with you, Big Perm? Come on, bro. You and that motherfucking old punk-ass Ben Crump, the Boulay crew.
I'm going to call him this week for you and ask him if he can answer to those questions and come on Culture Freedom.
He ain't going to do it. He lying to cut your ass off the air. Now, that'd be the first time he'd kick you off the air. He ain't going to do it because he know he lying. Was he not one time? But Brother Alvin, please help me out with that one. Was he not one time on Fox News? He had a show on Fox News one time.
Yeah, one time.
Did he really Fox News?
Not the racist Fox News network. I know damn what. Come on now.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. What was that shit called? Was it the radio show or the TV show that was called Keeping It Real?
That's TV. I mean, that's the radio show.
I forget what the show on Fox was. But he showed up with that. Big Crown was in the house.
He's still on
yep.
CSNBC.
Yeah, he was on Fox, though.
Well, I didn't know he was on there. I know he's still on CSNBC. Yeah.
I'll look it up. I'm going to find that bad boy.
Yeah, look it up because it's been a long time.
On Politics Nation on the weekends.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, I hear what you're saying, and, you know, people have records of doing this and that and getting involved or not. But if it wasn't for Reverend Sharp, then I tell you, boy, black people would be, we wouldn't have nobody to fight out there fighting for us on the line, like way out there in the front.
What is he doing?
Line.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to know, what is he doing? Please help me out understand that. When you say we wouldn't have nobody, what is he doing?
Okay, so out of all of the times when something has happened in the cities in America where people have called his place to get some help, and he'd go out there and fight for somebody who was unjustly murdered by the cops, and it could be black or white. I've seen him fighting for all kinds of people. So it ain't like a color thing to me. Y'all might want to say black, but he's been out on the front lines for people that's in California that happen to be white and Mexican and other colors too, black and white and whatever else. So I don't see it that way, but I see that if it wasn't for him, black people wouldn't have a voice as a certain person to be outspoken as a leader for black America to where he is. And respected as from black people, white people, Jewish people. He's a respected leader of, you know, our community as far as a thought leader. Not someone that's going out with weapons or anything, but just a thought type leader that, you know, get everybody to try to come together and get a certain thing looked at or bring attention to something that we need to happen in our favor in government, if the government can help us in certain ways. And that's what he's associated with government and trying to find the solution to a lot of the problems that plague a lot of our cities and in America. And so, like I say, when he's gone, we ain't going to have nobody. We're going to be lost. So y'all can go ahead and disrespect him now. It'd be after he's dead, then you'd be like, oh, well, you know what? He was all right. That guy, now we ain't got nobody say nothing about nothing, and they just hanging brothers from trees left and right. Ain't nobody out there.
There you go with that bullshit. They hanging black. They hanging black folk from trees. God damn.
Left and right.
I'm glad I hear Alpha Male was ready to say something. God damn.
So, has anybody heard of the clergy response team?
I think I might have heard you say that name before. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, it's a group It's a group of government agents that are usually reverends or bishops or imams that they come in, they diffuse a situation and make you think something's going on. They get paid and you get to hurry up and wait. Then nothing's ever resolved.
Okay. See, what you said that now, I remember, like I said, what I hadn't heard it now. Yeah, I actually had a document one time. I think I probably don't have it no more. It was on my Google Drive. People, like you saying, they, like I said, they deputized through Homeland Security.
Right.
Yeah.
With the
I know. Let me see.
I mean, they had James Brown and Jim Brown doing that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was talking about. I don't know, was it last week when I was talking about, yeah, I think I did, when they were talking about how they got to read Romans 13, obey the government because the government is ordained by God. They got to read that. Was it, bro?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I spoke about that last week. I don't know what show it might have been. Yeah, but that was part of their document. They had to read. They read that to keep people in check. They'll read Romans 13. Was it obey the government because the above? I don't know. Was it on the show? I don't know. I said it. Hell, I don't know when I said. But yeah, that's what they read. I'm trying to look through my. Did I delete it? Hell yeah, I don't delete it. All my damn thing. But I had that
can
official
I go back
document.
To my thing while you find that?
Who was that?
Okay, I go back to something real quick that you're talking about while you look for that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we got like 9 minutes to 9 minutes left.
All right. But, so we were talking about voting and voting as far as considering something good versus evil. And then there's something that I heard or maybe even read over a passage about the governor of the world, the governor of this world is Satan or the adversary of God, or the governor of the world is, you know, is the devil, right? So, I mean, I would say the creator of the world, the creator of the universe is the creator. So, you know, then you had an adversary. So, and then that governs who were all of us under this, you know, where we are on the earth. So that's, you know, the government in our country anyway, as far as what we deal with. And then, you know, the aspects of how they govern is evil because it's, you know, it's all kinds of different kinds of like weapons and death and murder and killing and all this. So like, whether you vote for one or the other, both of them done bombed and killed people and still will and probably, you know, whatever is going on. So that's why you say good versus evil or the lesser of the two evils. And so at this point, you know, Trump would be the chosen one to be the lesser of the two evils because look at what Joe Biden has been mercilessly doing by just allowing Netanyahu to just have an open killing field on just cleansing and a genocide of these people. And this is not cool. I mean, these people are just as innocent as they can be. Life is already all messed up when they're born because they got these walls all over the place and they're restricted to go anywhere and there's nowhere to go. And then they've got to live in poverty and they're restricted from the water and the food and they're restricted from access to where they used to be able to go. And their whole life is messed up because of the people already controlling them. And then Joe Biden, he left them bomb the place all crazy. And they said, oh, we're going to just drop some food down in there. And they dropped the food down. And then later they dropped some more bombs on top of them, people trying to go get the food. So that's wicked and evil, right?
Yeah, but you still misconstruing what good and
lesser of the two.
You're trying to make it a level out of make lesser good and evil. The lesser and greater still a good part about the lesser and greater. You're still trying to make some part of aspects of evil good.
Be ruled by the wicked. We gotta overthrow it.
Well, you're trying to make it a lesser because you keep saying the lesser good and evil. Brother, it's still we're trying to, and I don't want to read this other part right fast before we go, because we only got like 5 minutes before we go in. Oh, well, it's almost better be overtime. Well, we'll still have like 10 minutes. It'll still record. But I want to throw this. But the point is right fast, brother, you can't make, it's either one. There's two sides. It ain't no, in the fence, ain't no middle. You're going to either, brother, you're going to have what you're calling good, or you're going to go all the way with good, or you're going to go all the way with the bad. It ain't no damn, you can't make no damn degrees in this. It's either you can have cold and hot. You know, there's you can change the thermostat You know, you want to, like in your air conditioner, you can turn that mud all the way down to 50 or you goddamn want a 40. It's still cold, but hell, it's still cold. So it ain't no damn degrees in this shit unless they both, like you said, either good going to be good, going to be good, bad going to be bad. When you trying to make it, oh, well, the less of it. Hey, just say, fuck it, both of them bad. And like I said, but I want to read this part right. Here's the part I want to throw out. Going back, we talk about these deputized. Just say, like, if something happened with the government and they want to throw people in concentration camps. Now, I'm just giving this analogy that I heard before. It didn't make sense when I read it. It makes sense. And they want to throw people in the concentration camps. Like your brother Alpha Male say, it ain't just Christian pastors, imams, rabbis, all the people who have been deputized by Homeland Security. Now, I know especially the Christians, they have to read this part. And it was in this document that I even had. But now this is my complete Jewish study Bible, and this is how it reads it. And they tell them, well, y'all got to get them to go to the concentration camp. So the pastors and all these got to, man, fuck that. I mean, the hell with this government. But this is what they give you, Romans 13, chapter 1 through 2. And this is how the Jewish study Bible reads it. It says, everyone is to obey the governing authority, for there is no authority that is not from God. And the existing authority and the existing authorities have been placed where they are by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority is resisting what God has instituted, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. That's what they are supposed to read. And I'm telling y'all, it was a pastor here in this city at a church called Brown Baptist, big mega church, black church here. I was telling a guy who went to that church, we was riding, I was telling him exactly about that right there. And that's when COVID hit and all these mass mandates and all these vaccines. And I had been telling him about that. They gonna read, and I be damn. So he was listening, and that was his pastor. So one day he was listening to the broadcast that came on at midday. And how about his pastor start reading that right there, Romans 13. I was like, God damn. I said, hey, you hear that? He reading Romans 13 I was telling you about. Boy, that motherfucker, he looked at me, boy, like a real goddamn demon. He was so mad because I had been telling him that, because his pastor at the same time, he allowed Black Lives Matter to come in their church and have a rally inside of their church. It's one of the big men. I told him, I was telling him, I said, bruh, I didn't go into it and say, hey, your pastor is one of them deputized Homeland Security. I didn't say that, but they were. And even inside of their church, they was giving them vaccine shots and shit at that church. But pay attention to what it says. So when, again, they get to telling you, no matter how much you would think that the government is wicked and all of this shit, you might say, man, damn, this government, this evil-ass government, your pastor them going to read on Sunday morning or whenever. Everyone is to obey the governing authority, for there is no authority that is not from God. They say even the United States government is from God. God ordained Obama. God ordained Biden. He ordained all them folks to be in there, like they say. He said, and the existing authority have been placed there by God. And it said, if you exist, the authority, they said, if you resist the authority, you resist the institution that God has set up. That's what they get you. You know they gonna obey. You know they gonna obey, because when you put God in it, shit, I ain't got no choice, because I don't want to resist God.
Y'all better go.
So where they gonna go? To the FEMA camps? Here we come. Cold game, ain't it?
I tell you what, I know the preachers, they was on point with that one, boy. They got you right there locked in. If you follow Christianity, and if that's what it is, and if they right on that one, then I would say, yeah, God is in control of everything over the government. Okay, yeah, maybe Satan, you know, whatever the case, but God is in control over all of it. So, yeah.
But
I think that, wow, I love that passage right there. That one, what I heard when I was a young boy.
You love that passage.
Yeah,
and you know who wrote that, don't you?
Didn't that come out the Bible?
Yeah, but you know who wrote it. So you don't listen to Liberation Tabernacle enough. You know who wrote that, right? And what he was doing for that day, too. That's Paul. That's Paul wrote that. And I'm going to tell you what Paul was doing. I'm going to tell you what Paul was doing as well. See, at that time, the Jews were being occupied by the Roman Empire. So he was basically telling the Jews as well who was being, and that's why they don't tell y'all, man. That's why they keep this hidden. That there was a lot of, like we had right here, a lot of what they call slave revolts here in America. They don't tell you even in those days that a lot of Jews had a lot of Jewish revolts against the Roman occupiers. And so what Paul was even saying there, hey, man, this Roman government to the Jews, this has been set up by God. He was doing the bullshit way back then that these pastors are doing now.
He's being hypocritical.
Damn right. Paul was a Roman goddamn agent. That's why he was, oh, bro, this deep, bro. This deep. See, that's why you need to get into class. That's why you got to come on the Liberation Tabernacle. You got to get into class, brother. Because, see, we can go into this thing. See, Paul was an agent way back then. Paul was a Roman agent. Him, Josephus, all of them were Roman agents. That's why Josephus, his name was Flavius, doing with the Flavius Piso's family. He was an agent. He changed his name. He was a Jew who changed his name to a Roman name. He was a fucking government agent, Roman agent. So they don't tell you the whole story about the Jews' revolt.
But
they was under occupation.
And okay, you know, you got to live by the government because you're here. And if you don't, you know, bad things can happen to you.
But see,
as well,
but see, you don't get it. See, but you probably do. So you're going to be the very one. They're going to read that shit to you. You're going to be marching right on along in them closed down Walmarts, which turned into a FEMA camp that Obama closed down and turned to FEMA camp. Oh, I forgot to say that part, didn't I? When you remember them Walmarts was closing down under the Obama administration, what did they turn them into? Because they lied and said Trump built, put these children in cages, but they found out that it was Obama who shut down. They shut down all them Walmarts, and they turned them into FEMA camps and put all them children in cages. They said Obama had, man, he's still on record, damn near the Guinness Book of World's Record for importing, or X, how he said, y'all, sending immigrants out of this country. He holds the record, but they don't tell y'all that, didn't it? But when Trump started saying it, they made Trump out to be the bad guy. But Biden was, I mean, Obama was sending folks' ass out of here left and right. But when Trump said it, he was the bad guy. Damn.
Right.
Them cages were built by Obama. Yeah, them cages that them children was built, that they was put in cages, that old goddamn John Lewis, well, not John Lewis, Elijah Cummings was crying and shit for, talking about, yeah, the children at the border. But he didn't give a fuck about his own constituents in Baltimore. See, that's what I tell you, man. They don't give a fuck about American citizens. They don't give a damn. They care more about somebody over in Ukraine that you don't even know about. Some motherfucker who are probably still a part of the Nazi party. They care more about them than their own goddamn American citizens. So, man, no, we ain't going to play that game. But see, yeah, they're going to read Romans 13 and you're going to march right on up in that motherfucker. You just see it. Man, that sounds good. I like that. And you don't even understand what it was all about.
I thought Paul was cool with God. He got a whole part in the Bible, right? What you call it? The Book of Paul, right? Or something.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, get into class, bro. Get into class. Get into the tabernacle and get into class. Just because they put that in, that's why I've been telling y'all. Well, you just because they compiled both of them books together and glued them together, as like I said, they glued them together and call it a New Testament. You thinking it all go together? If you actually would just read it, you can see it's contradiction. It did contradict each other.
All right, but why would anybody be honored to be in the Bible and they not be, God's chosen?
But now, okay, so but I forgot, you ain't gonna get it, Justice, because I forgot you said it less of two evils. So if they told you this was an evil, wicked ass government, you ain't gonna believe it because you still go with the less of two evil. So you'll believe this government was set up, as you say, by God. And God tell you to stay away from evil people and stay away from wickedness.
God allowed him to set it up in the first place. So that's why you give God the glory on it.
What did he set it at? Paul said that. I just told you who wrote that. Paul said
exactly.
that. And why did he say that again? Because he was telling the people of that day, trying to get them to say, hey, don't resist. Stop bucking against the Roman government. Telling the Jews, stop bucking up against the Roman government. That's why. But it was, if you study history, even that history, you will see a lot of Jews were rebelling against the Roman government. And that's why a lot of Jews was actually killed back in that day for bucking. Just like here in America. That's why, like I said, that it's like a mirror. That's why they say there's nothing new under the sun. Just like we had a lot of slave revolts here in this country, the same thing happened back in Israel in that day. Same shit. So the Jews of that day and the Jews of doing our slavery did the same thing. We rebel against the Roman Empire. America is a Roman Empire. Don't forget that now. The Greek and Roman Empire, you still got the same people in power. You're still under the Roman and Greek occupation. That's why you got Negroes around here pledging Greek fraternities, because you're still in Greece and Rome. Ah, you know that, did you? Yeah. You know that, don't you? You think it's a funny game? It is. It's still the government. When you look up the republic, they say this is a republic, and look it up, and they're gonna tell you where it came from. It called Plato's Republic. That's where it come from. It's patterned after Plato's Republic. Oh, goddamn, a Negro with a 7th grade education, I don't know all that shit there. Goddamn. The American school system fuck y'all over. How in the hell I know this shit? I ain't even finished school. Goddamn. And y'all went and got all paid thousands of dollars for it. Goddamn education and got you in college debt. See, I was admired by people like Malcolm. That was my mentors. I listened to them. When I heard he dropped out of the cell, I'm like, goddamn, I have too. I need to be like, but I want to learn. See? But College E. Wilson said the miseducation of the Negro. Oh, I got to read something right fast, y'all. I know we ain't in here. I ain't read this in a long time. But Justin, don't get caught up, because you being just like College E. Wilson said. What is that at right fast? The axiom itself, College E. Wilson. Here you go, right? Is it right here? Yeah, here you go. He said the problem of holding the Negro down, therefore, is easily solved. When you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. You don't have to tell him to stand here or go yonder. He will find his own proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him to the back door. He will go without being told. In fact, if there is no back door, he will cut one for his special benefit. His education make it necessary. Carter G. Woodson. I like that one right there. Miseducation of the Negro.
So that's what you're trying to say about me, bro? Okay.
No, I mean, it's you, the Democratic Party. Yeah, I'll hold up.
Oh, man.
They ain't got to tell y'all to vote for them. They ain't got to, like, do back in the day. They told you, hey, go in there and vote D all the way down. They ain't going to tell you that shit no more, because they already don't learn how to control your thinking. So y'all just go in there and do the shit anyway. Because like I said, when you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions, because they already don't learn how to control y'all, number one, with racism. So they already got you, and you're going to act out on that. Racist. That's why CNN kept playing, throwing them, and they say Donald Trump was throwing them dog whistles. Remember when they kept saying that? He kept throwing out dog whistles to the racists. That's exactly what they were doing. Every time they blow that dog whistle, tweet, racism, tweet, racism. See, you didn't hear it. It was a silent whisper, like a dog whisper is real silent. Tweet, you didn't hear it. But all you heard was racism, racism, racism. Attack him, attack him. He's racist. That's the dog whistle.
Because he was telling people, put them in the cars and don't be too nice when you put them in the cars. You know, these are bad people. You know what I mean?
I bet you won't be saying that now with all these motherfuckers out here doing the ignorant shit they doing. I bet you like all this smashing and grabbing and shooting up houses. You wouldn't give a fuck how they put them in the car now.
You're right about
that.
I bet you would. That Republican, whether it's not Republican, conservative attitude has tend to been, it's been absent for a little bit, but now it's back and it's prevalent again. And it's showing.
It needs to be. Look at the crime. See, just look at the crime. See, that's what they say. Democrats soft on crime. They say they kind of say Republicans are hard on crime. But look what they're doing. You can do any fucking thing. And you can do robbery, rape. These guys can go out here and rob and rape an old lady right now. Lord forbid, forgive me. And they'll be right out of jail in the morning under this fucking, these Democrats. Let them right on out and go do right the same old shit tomorrow. Right after they get out. Is that really prison reform, if they want to say prison reform? You doing out here robbing, raping, killing, stealing, killing babies and all of this shit. Is that really helping the black community? Well, we don't, man. We don't want this injustice. They just went up and it's some guy shot up a damn hookah bar here and about last year. Shot up about 5 people. Went to jail. They let them right out. They give them a bond. And here's what they're doing. They give them a bond. The bond can be $100,000, whatever. It can, and they're like, give them the bond, but they're like, can you afford the bond? No, I'm broke. I ain't got no money. You can go ahead. Let them right on out. Open the door. Let them right on out. That's the new bill. That's the new bail reform shit they got going. That ain't helping the black community. And it's sad. It takes white folk. We talking about they racist, but I be hearing, listening to them white folk. I just want to hear what they going to say. And they was talking about how y'all helping the black community. How y'all helping them? I thought y'all objective was to keep them safe. How y'all letting these criminals out to go back and do harm to the black people, back in the black community? How y'all helping the black community? It's white folks saying this shit. How y'all helping the black community when y'all letting these people go out and harm other black people again? Now, like, all I can say is a so-called black man, like, damn. He right, like the dude on that thing. Talking about Malcolm, I'm like, hey, I can't argue with him. He's right. But some people, man, that racist motherfucker, he ain't got no business talking about black folk. That's what they are stupid ass to say.
But helicopter where did that flying come up. From? Where did all the leniency come from? You got to remember what happened before the leniency, right?
Where it came from?
It was because of the days of the unequal treatment, the brutality, the days of not allowing people to have any bail and to keep people in jail without even having to go before the judge yet, and just all kinds of injustices was happening in the court system. So this was the reason why they got where they are now with all this leniency.
So your problem to fix that is, I don't care how many people you just... I hear the helicopter.